to participate in a Donna Night Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Donna Night Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Donna Night.
I would only jump in right now if I had actual, what at least what I consider to be, breaking news. Some of you may have heard this.
News?
News.
News.
News. I am shocked.
Shocked?
And I am taking all of my NSYNC records and I am burning them tonight.
News.
Tonight.
Why?
Lance Bass is a gay.
He's come out?
He's a fag.
Thank you. Thank you from all of us, Lance.
And my CDs, too. Goodbye. Even my big 12-inch.
Didn't he always want to go to space? He's always wanted to go into space.
There's one space he likes going to.
But he wanted to be an ass. Sure enough.
He wanted to go to the brown planet.
Lance Bass.
That's where he wanted to go. Well, that's...
Lance Bass, out of the closet.
What's the breaking news? Oh, now about our party tonight.
Yeah, tonight, come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program as the entire Don and Mike Show crew hits the road and heads back to Virginia for another ratings blowout party. Forget number 15. Come bask in the warm glow of number 4.
Right on!
8 p.m. at O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas. That's the place to be, and we want to see your face in the place. Touch a hand, have a word, and let us thank you for your support. Hear Don cuss, see Mike drink.
All right.
Watch Buzz seduce. See Rob hate, and watch Joe, just watch Joe. The Don and Mike ratings blowout. Tonight at 8 p.m., check out O'MearasRestaurant.com for directions.
Incredible!
Okay, got that?
There it is.
So we'll see you there tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight. This new software that we have, before we open up the show with a couple more of your entries in the show open contest.
Yes.
Keep sending them to Yanni, because the contest ends on August 1st.
Right.
And then we will simply debut I think we'll have at least 15 rotating show opens.
Tough to get really bored with 15 of them if we play one a day.
Yeah. Set by you guys. So that'd be a 3-week rotation. If we make it 16, then you wouldn't hear the same one exactly in 3 weeks, although no one listens to the radio like that except me.
Of course, even the nicest sweater gets a little threadbare once in a while.
This software that we have is rather incredible. And we talked about it for a second yesterday. The ability that we have now, as once again we continue the love-hate relationship with our audience.
Yeah. Especially our callers.
Love our audience. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening harder. See you at the ratings party tonight. We'll have a great time. Then there are the people that call. And then there are the people that we've had to put in a book.
Yes.
So that if they ever call again, one of our dim-witted co-producers would see the number and say, oh, this guy's trouble. Let's not let this call through. Well, that never really worked. All we really had was a list, and sometimes if an ass would get through and start arguing with us, Joe would come in and say, hey, this guy's on the list.
Yeah, we wouldn't catch him up front. He'd get through the door quickly.
He's in the book. The incredible software we have now.
Yeah.
If you go in the book, and if you're in the book, your number's already been entered in the software. If you go in the book now, you can't call the show from that number anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The software won't accept.
Right.
Your phone call. Now, you can go get another phone.
Sure.
If you want to go through the time and trouble of getting another number.
You can go to a payphone.
Yeah, but your primary phone, the one that you call from.
Right. Yeah, which is usually where you're most comfortable.
this is so groundbreaking. I don't know any other radio show that would be happy to announce that for selected callers.
Crank callers. I mean, the people that are difficult are
our solicitors.
There's not even a process anymore. It's done by the equipment. It's done by the software. You don't get through.
It's like the do not call thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. If only you could do that
in real life. I think everybody listening to this, should heed this, because this is not only just talking about software. This is perhaps a little warning as well, because it's going to be kind of automatic from this point forward.
And the next step is actually being able to electrocute callers.
Yeah, well, then we'll send the charge right now.
One at a time. One thing at a time. Because, Buzz, I'm telling you, the software...
Because it's a button, right? Joe just hits a button, and that's it. If you're a difficult caller, forget it.
And I tried it before the show today.
Right.
Okay? So I said, let me see it work. So we put the thing in, and it said, block. So I call. Like, well, no one can stop me from calling. And it says, the party you have reached does not want to receive calls from you. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Right.
So, in essence, the big news at the start of today's show is that we have software now
to block callers,
to keep people from calling the show. Now,
we have a doorman.
Normally, you would have a radio show begging for calls.
We have a bouncer.
You know, there are a lot of those shows that where you hear the guy give the number 8 million times,
right?
And the real sign of desperation is, all right, it's car talk, and. Oh, we got to play one of our commercials. Hey, listen, Mike and Rob and Buzz and John and Joe, all of you on the line, please stay right there.
Hold on through the commercial break. We'll come right back to you.
We'll come back. That's desperate,
that
man.
That is.
That's friggin' desperate.
Well, we needed a little security, and now we've got it.
Yeah,
very exciting new development in technology.
Wonder. So anyway, bring it on. That's all I got to say. Bring it on. Oh, and before we hear some of these show opens today, really something you really should do, speaking of telemarketers, this is not a gag. 7 days from today, all cell phone numbers will be released to telemarketing companies.
Right.
And you'll start to receive these BS calls like you get at home.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, you know how it works with a cell phone. If you get the call from someone who is not on your plan,
right,
you get charged for it.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I mean, you get charged for the incoming call. So you will want to do this. Mike, do this right now.
Okay.
Is your speakerphone on your phone working?
I can get it to work. Yep,
okay.
Absolutely.
Now watch this, because you'll be able to do this without actually even without giving out your number.
Okay.
I did this a couple seconds ago. I think everybody really should. This is not a gag.
All right, what do I do for it? I gotta start the call before I activate the speaker.
1-888-382-1222.
Okay.
Now, this is not like a scat lover gag. Really, this is on the level. I swear to Christ.
All right, turn on the speaker.
Can you turn the speaker on?
Hold on a minute. I'm going to call first.
All right,
wait a minute. There's options. Speaker on.
For English, press 1 now. The National Do Not Call Registry is brought to you by the Federal Trade Commission.
Mm-hmm.
To register your phone number, press 1. There, you must be calling from the number you want to register.
Yes.
If you are not, please call back from that number.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may register now by using our website at donotcall.gov. Remember, you are registering for everyone in your household who uses this number.
All right.
Beginning with the area code, please enter your 10-digit phone number.
All right, now you do that quietly.
Hold it away from the phone. The
Don and Mike show, the listener's friend.
Obviously.
We're here.
If you go to the internet, you can do 3 numbers at once, too. So I did
right.
Hold on.
And that's all it takes.
Your registration will be effective for 5 years.
That's it.
Done.
You can hang up now. That's it. You're done.
Hey, that is great.
That's it. You're done.
Thank you. So I won't be hassled by telemarketers.
So, Don, what was that number again?
1-888-382-1222. We'll put it on our website.
Oh, very nice.
That's wonderful.
I mean,
we generally don't do crap like that, but, you know, when you think about the amount of calls that you get at home, and generally speaking now...
And my cell phone really is, I mean, I'm sure like a lot of people, our cell phones are really our business phones. It's really for the, you know, people that we need to talk to that are very important to us.
You know, at home, I generally, if it's an 800 number, you see it on caller ID, you don't pick it up.
Yeah.
But sometimes they fool you because it's from an area code. You think, who'd be calling me from this? Oh, it might be somebody related to somebody. And then you pick it up, and the next thing you know, the effer on the phone's trying to sell you something.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling. This is the Tropicana Hotel and Casino.
Well, again, now, that's the world according to you, Mike.
Yeah, well, that's the one I get more than any other. I get at least one every 2 days.
Sure.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike. Just calling because that telemarketer cell phone thing's an urban myth been going around a lot.
No.
Mm-hmm. That's why I went to donotcall.gov and registered my phones today.
No, it's a real thing. It's not an urban myth.
It's, I'm looking at you on Snopes. I mean, I've seen it on all the usual Urban Myth sites.
You're a dick. I mean, all I can tell you is you're a dick. I've been to donotcall.gov.
Or he's a telemarketer.
And registered my phone.
They'll let you put any number you want in there. My point is that they're not going to release the cell phones.
So do not, hold on, no. 7 days from today, cell phone numbers are being released to telemarketing companies.
According to the government's Federal Trade Commission.
This is a fact.
It's true. It's real.
This is not an urban myth.
Wow, okay.
You defer to what? To what website?
Refer or defer? Are you deferring to us or are you referring us to another website?
The former. I defer to your knowledge on this matter.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thank you.
This one.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, Dick. Hey, Joe. Or hold on, let me just...
I got to stop getting my news from Snopes.
Hey, Yanni?
Yes?
What's your name?
Hit that button on that guy.
Oh, you want Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. No, the last guy. Put him on the do not call.
Did you get him, Joe?
The last guy that just called?
Yeah.
Just use the software. Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
How's your chair?
How's your chair, John?
It's a goiki.
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, you're doing good on the exhaling, though.
You made me think about it. So
Thank you.
Conscious thing.
Very good.
I'm going to come out tonight, and whatever you do when you see John at the big ratings party tonight, don't touch his head.
No.
He got the Vish head lice.
You know, we ought to try something different. I want to let's get John sloppy tonight.
He has wicked head lice.
Head lice.
That is an urban myth.
That he has head lice?
Yeah. No, donotcall.gov.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool. I'm glad I did it now. Now I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Most websites that end in .gov are fake.
Yeah, 100%.
Urban myth.
100% fake. Okay, the show opens.
Yes.
And we're going to, as we mentioned, come up with, 15 or 16 of them. And we already have a list of 20 at least finalists.
Wow.
Let's hear one, two, whatever it takes today to get at least a decent one on so we can start the show.
Mm-hmm. Had some good ones yesterday.
We only heard one yesterday.
Oh, it was a good one.
We heard the one, and it was a winner, and we went right on, started the show. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy named Michael James.
You know, we always called each other good fellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're going to like this guy, he's all right.
From WJFK in Washington, D.C., strap yourself in or strap it on. Time again for another episode of the Don and Mike Show.
He's a good fella. He's one of us. You understand? We were good fellas, wise guys.
Starring the talented tandem going strong after two decades, radio gods Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
This guy's got to be 420.
Is it true what they say about the way you people are?
Fixated on the weed, Mike.
I was actually thinking about weight.
Oh.
News with AP Award winner, Buzz Burbank.
Hello, Anthony.
Is that AP Award winner?
It's true.
Enjoying the show.
It's funny.
Featuring top-ranked contender for Mr. I Hate Sacramento, Rob Spiewak.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
With the world's oldest phone screener and man on the street reporter for the Don and Mike Show, Mr. Joe Ardinger.
He's not the massage. He's a very naughty boy.
Again, it's the homemade part that we're looking for. Like where the guy talks.
Oh,
I mean, the guy, the listener.
Especially this guy.
Call the Don and Mike Show now from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636.
Wipers.
Check us out online at donandmikewebsite.com.
He's doing your part.
Yeah.
And now, calling it like it is, talking to America.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nice try.
Boys and girls.
Nice try. Thank you. Thank you, but no thanks.
Thank you. We'll call.
Let's see. How about the next one from Candy?
Candy?
Candy.
Oh, a chick.
Candy Kane.
Don Geronimo.
No, it's not Candy. Oh, it's him again.
Wrong one. Candy.
Candy.
Come on, Big Bucks. No whammy. Zombo playing the games. Come on. Come on. Deal me a three.
Hi, I'm Candy. And when I want to have a threesome...
That sounds good. I'll have that.
I want Don Geronimo. Even if when we cuddle, he likes to have weird debates about superheroes.
It's impossible. Lois could never have Superman's baby. Only someone like Wonder Woman has a strong enough uterus to carry his kid.
And I want Mike O'Mara.
I wasn't ever even able to buy a woman. Yeah, well, look.
Because he won't quit until the job is done.
Breathe steady, old man. Prove you're not completely useless.
And when I want variety, I need Buzz Burbank. Although I only agree with half of his philosophy about satisfying a woman.
Make it fast and sexy.
Oh, yeah. I like it when it's fast, too. But, oh, no. No way. I'm never going to be with Rob Spiewak again. I don't care how Don and Mike feel about him.
We love this monkey!
And I definitely want Joe Ardinger, because he's the sexiest talker of the bunch.
Girl, this is a night that supersedes all comprehension. It's going to make Stephen Hawkins feel stupid.
Don and Mike, they're ready to believe, and I'm ready to receive.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
Sorry, that one advances.
Different.
That one advances. We'll use that one today to start the show with.
Yeah.
From Candy. If we've not played yours yet, maybe it's because it really stinks.
Candy creep me.
We're going to try to hear as many of these as we can. And again, thank you to everybody that's sending them in.
Yeah.
We can do it again, like we heard today, with the one that made it, the one that didn't make it through this round.
Yes, more Candy Marlboro.
More of you, and less of like tapes and stuff.
We have the tapes.
Really seems to work well.
Thanks for sending that good one in, CPM. Candy Philip Morris.
You know, on a Tuesday when you forgot about it, that thing coming out of the radio?
Sure.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Hi, darling. Keep them coming. Just send them. Send your MP3 to DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Put his name on there. And now, thank you, Candy. Now sing our name.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. You know, I'm very fluent in French. Iran. Stevie Wonder. I'm very, very fluent.
Paris, Peru,
Paris,
Iraq, Iran. You know, I speak very fluent Spanish.
Oh, man. The great Stevie Wonder.
It's a great song.
Don't you worry about saying mama.
I love the long version.
Live right here. Yeah, Stevie Wonder. He's the man. I said right to his face that they had him dressed up in a shower curtain.
This is also what you lectured all of us when you had number 15 ratings.
And he didn't laugh. I mean, he did laugh.
He laughed out loud.
Yeah, that's what I said, number 15. Don't worry, baby. That's what I sang to everybody.
You did?
Called everybody right before.
He came in dressed like Stevie Wonder, too.
Wearing a bath thing.
Well, you called it that. We called it a dashiki.
Isn't that what it's called?
Right. A dashiki?
Exactly right.
Don's got a series of dashikis that he wears for special occasions.
All my African clothes.
Right.
It's from the Marion Barry collection.
Wearing the kente colors. It was wonderful.
The hat. Yeah. My Jackie Kennedy / African / Rastafarian pillbox hat.
And you have what appeared to be like a rattle. It had just like some leather thing on the end of it. And you were shaking it at
it's
everybody.
It's my cane, and it's got Mr. Toad on the end of it.
It was wonderful.
Mr. Toad's wild ride.
Yeah, it certainly motivated all of us.
God damn, I love Stevie Wonder. And we actually did get to meet him at the Super Bowl or something, and we interviewed him. Really, when they brought him over, remember the first thing I said to him was, you know, you realize they have you dressed in a shower curtain. And he really did laugh. And he was pretty great, wasn't he?
He was wonderful. He has a great sense of humor. And really, you know, you're in front of a legend. It was very, very cool. Right.
And just to show that it's not totally ass-kissing, have you seen him recently?
Really? Yeah, backed it on a little bit?
Steve. I mean, you know, you cut him some slack. I mean, unless he's got a talking scale.
Yeah.
He's kind of screwed.
Little Stevie.
We better start this thing.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. Hi there. Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there. Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
I'm on my second beer.
Hi, Joe. Pretty good, right?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Oh, there he is.
Probably
retarded. How is?
is your sense of anticipation?
Hours away, Batman.
Coming up, Batman. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Live Appearance this evening, and all the ships at sea, educating the world that Adolf Hitler was bad.
Yep.
Very bad.
Yep.
Don Geronimo and Michael Elizabeth O'Mara.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And you can tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday.
Wednesday,
07-26-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah. He's a local boy. Yeah. Just terrific. Yeah. He's our new leader. He's like too much.
Like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not retarded.
He's the only one. Phone numbers. Here you go. Phone number. Singular, sorry. And not a plug. Just singular,
right.
One singular with, you know, one phone number.
One number. Singular,
one singular sensation. 877.
Uh-huh.
That's a Broadway reference.
Get in there. I love show tune.
877-365-3636. As I was mentioning a couple of seconds ago, except for the tape that we play like once an hour, we don't give out the number a lot. Because we figure if you're into the show, you'll catch it.
Yeah, you'll pick it up.
877-365-3636. But it's pretty much a secret.
Right.
So, you know, don't make us put you on the DNC list. Let me see. We're on the internet. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. I keep forgetting this long version. This might just go forever. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where you hear us live on the internet every day. If you want to send us an email, if you want to enter our show open contest, email. Oh, that's a quick fade. Mm-hmm. Email at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Mm-hmm. And then you've also got the iTunes debacle and... What are you laughing at, Head?
Well, you didn't see that coming on a Stevie Wonder record.
Didn't see it coming. You see, it's a joke.
Oh.
Which I kind of blindsided by that one.
Gotcha.
You have.
You're right. Touche. See you tonight at Mike's place. Let me see. 8 o'clock, we start there tonight.
Right.
Be up on stage, do some stuff, and I want to see as many of you guys as we can. As we mentioned, first 1,000 people get the We're Number 4 ratings button.
Right. No velvet ropes.
So come on out.
Right, no velvet ropes. That was your last order yesterday.
Until after 10 p.m.
Right.
Until
after 10 p.m.
Until after we're officially off the clock.
Okay, after 10 p.m. you want people walking around you with the velvet rope around you.
Or you
even
know,
if you're moving around, you'll have the velvet rope moving with you.
I was thinking about this as well. What probably would really help would just be some of that Axe body spray.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like to keep people away?
Oh, no.
No, it causes them to attack you.
No, so that I can just spray down.
After you have contact?
Because what I mentioned, yesterday was that after, 3 hours, or in my case, 90 minutes of pressing the flesh, when it gets really hot.
Listen to you today. You and Buzz, you are in sixth gear.
What?
I can tell already.
Sorry.
Buzz is normally very enthusiastic. I've never heard him punctuate more than he's punctuating.
Okay, Don, yeah. Oh, yeah, huh. We're here.
I can hear that more than anybody else. Are we ready to go.
Are we there yet?
He likes getting out of that.
He's excited. Buzz is excited.
Well, and me, I like meeting you guys. It's just, seriously, I noticed the last time when I got home, my shirt really smelled like our listeners.
Well, did you do hugging? Did you do a lot of hugging?
Yes, I did a lot of hugging.
See, that's the problem right there. There's no reason why you can say...
I love to hug.
You love to hug?
I love to hug.
You're a hugger.
I'm the camera phone guy.
Right.
Come on out. I'll hug you.
You're always the best dressed of all of us. You don't necessarily go the casual route. And, you know, how many times have I told you, when you're going out to my joint, wear your work clothes? Because they're going to get stunk up. That's what's going to happen no matter what you do.
Velvet robe starts at 10.
That's right.
What if we doused everyone out there with Axe, and that way you wouldn't have to spray
it? Off though by the time they got inside, by the time the stinky stuff got on them, everybody else's stinky stuff.
Axe body spray.
Let me ask you a question,
Mike.
Yes, sir.
You know that Buzz is ramped up to go to this appearance tonight.
Yes, I love people.
You know that Buzz is ramped up, and you know what we mean, ladies, when we say ramped up.
Yeah.
Do you know the sacrifice that this man is making?
I think I might.
Do you know that today is in fact his 31st. Wedding anniversary.
Oh, Buzz. Is that today? Wow. Buzz, what a sacrifice you're making. But even though it's your 31st anniversary, you are making the sacrifice
now,
of coming out to the
joint. Just in case Marcia's listening.
Yes. Not likely.
Well, let me just, you know, say for the record.
All right. I didn't know that you married at age 50.
I did. I did mention to Buzz that if he had had something planned, that certainly he would get a pass on this.
Yeah,
I mean,
free pass.
It's his anniversary.
That's probably not the best thing he could have said.
It's his anniversary.
For his purposes, if she is listening.
It's much, much too important.
Well, what I mean is, no, he could get a free pass.
I believe the way I heard it, when you were talking to Buzz, is that you had said you have to be here no matter what.
Yeah.
You have to be a team player. I believe that.
Oh,
I believe that was what was
true.
I
didn't mind.
Is that what you told her?
That's what I heard.
That's...
No. I told her no such thing. But I do think
it's important. I think he plays it straight with her. That's why he's America's greatest swinger.
Exactly. No,
he's got that open relationship. He can do whatever he wants whenever he wants.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to show up at the appearance tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So what time are you and Marcia getting there?
She will not be able to make it this evening.
Oh, rats. Double rats.
What time is your girlfriend getting there? What time will she be arriving this evening?
She's arriving at Never 22.
Oh, okay. All right. I think Carla will be showing up just at 9:30.
See, but the thing is that my girlfriend, your girlfriend,
yes.
I don't think you and I are celebrating momentous anniversaries with them, are we?
No, we are not. No, we are not. And
31 years.
31 years.
Hell, 31 days is good.
I mean, back, they didn't even have real phones when Buzz got married. That's a truly amazing
thing. And Carrie has come up missing.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
She is AWOL.
Just hasn't checked in.
She, as usual, on a milk cart.
We were going to ask Carrie to show up tonight, but she is MISSING.
If she hears this, come on out.
Don't hold your breath.
All right, so we'll see you tonight, and happy anniversary to you, Buzz.
Thank you.
We'll get you a cake.
Oh, that'll be nice.
All right.
Get you a nice cake. How about one of those dirty cakes? It looks like genitals.
An erotic cake.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a fantastic. An erotic cake in the back room for you.
Everybody gets it.
Big erotic cake that says, eat me on it.
There you go.
Happy anniversary, Buzz.
A very nice
cake. Maybe made like a woman's daisy.
Ooh.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Just the way you like it.
Lovely.
A nice shaved daisy.
I'll have the first slice.
Buttercream frosting.
Let me see. Oh, two things that I wanted to mention real fast, and then we're going to move on with our very first episode. We're going to catch you by surprise of Meet the Fartleys.
Mm-hmm.
We have already prepared the very first script for our
radio.
We have
the script. It's ready to go.
Soap opera. We do.
Good.
And Mike, yes. I have good news for you.
Yes?
That I was talking with the entire committee.
Yeah.
Including
the writing committee.
Including the chairman.
Right.
Who, of course, lettered in theater in high school.
Theater arts, huh?
And Mike, once again... I'm proud to tell you that you have grabbed the starring role.
Oh my God! Congratulations! Do you see that? Do you see that? That's a tear. That's a tear welling up right there.
There was no debate.
Oh, thank you.
You know
what? This is such a thrill.
Your acting skills.
Wow.
And your theater background.
I am so thrilled.
Make you the natural lead.
This may be one of the greatest challenges of my career. I'm really hoping I don't let you guys down, and that I do it proud. And
break a leg, Mike,
in the title role. I think I hope I do very well.
Tony loves O'Mara.
Can't wait.
That.
Oh, thanks so much.
Two things happened to me today.
Mm-hmm.
One that followed the one, and then another one to end. One of the things that I've talked about. Since Frida died, was that one way that I've changed in real life is that I'm really not as much of a dick with people. I find I have more patience with people. I enjoy talking with people
right,
more.
Right.
Two things happened today, and I'm glad that I went in back and rectify. I like saying rectify. To rectify one situation, because I was dicky with two separate people. The first one was, now, these guys are at my house, as they have been for the last, yesterday they were 16 hours.
Wow.
They arrived this morning at before 8 o'clock again to put in the air conditioning because, it's 100 degrees and it just stinks on ice. And these guys are out there doing work that should take like 5 days, and they're getting it done in a day and a half.
Right.
So they're running around, and the guys on the roof, the guys on the ceiling yesterday. Today it's just the guys that are working on the air conditioning and the brand new furnace.
Mm-hmm.
When the doorbell rings, and the dogs are going crazy, and the guy at the front door, I don't think it's a con, the guy is a Bible salesman.
You mean the guy was showing up on the day you've got all these workmen here?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't have to put a sign in my front yard that says no solicitors, because we never get someone going door to door.
Right.
Now
one of my favorite drunken jokes to tell is the story about the Bible salesman. It wouldn't be funny here, and I won't tell it here, but it's I didn't actually think that they existed.
What's the punch on that?
Huh?
What's the punchline of the joke?
Do you want to buy a Bible, or do you want me to read it to you.
Rob, that works without telling the joke.
It does.
That works. Thank you very, very much.
But I never thought they really existed. I thought it was just in the land of jokes.
This guy was not a Jehovah's Witness guy. He was selling just the Holy Bible.
Selling the book.
And he had all kinds of different versions.
Did he have like a black suit with a white shirt and a black tie?
He had on a, first off, he was creepy as hell. He was dressed like Ed Grimley. He had on, a short sleeve button down shirt.
That's scary right there.
Did he have any additions you didn't already have?
And he had the high water pants on. And it's like, hi, how are you today? I said, I'm fine. I'm busy. What can I do for you? And he said, my name is, Joe Blow, and I was in the neighborhood, and I was wondering if you would be interested in buying a Bible, or maybe buying a Bible for a friend.
Right.
Do you have a Bible? And I said, I got plenty of Bibles. Thank you very much. And as I started to shut the door, and I said, thank you very much, and that's exactly what happened. I started to shut the door, the hand stops, stops the door, and he says, could I just talk to you for 1 second, though? These are very special Bibles, and the money raised, and it was at that point that everything that I've talked about and that I've done in my real life, as far as being nice towards people, I just had so many freaking people at my house. This guy got the eruption. It was like Mount Vesuvius. I said to this guy, I said, I don't want your Bible. I don't want you peddling your stuff in the neighborhood. How'd you get to my house anyway? Where's your bicycle or where's your car or whatever? He said, my car is up at the top of the street. I said, are you planning on going door to door? Because I want to tell you that this community is mainly made of atheists. Not many of us actually believe in God. Now, the guy's just standing on the front door, and he said something like, brother, why so hostile? And I said, first off, you're not my brother. I was polite to you. I am a little annoyed that when I shut the door, you put your hand there.
Sure.
I said, that's kind of an aggressive move. Oh. He said, I didn't make that move, brother. God made that move.
Oh, boy.
And then I said to him, well, God's making this move right now. And I stood back, and it was boom, slam-o-rama.
Good for you.
Wow, so it all came out. All the tension about having the people around there. But the door-to-door salesmen are creepy anyway.
So he's standing on the front porch,
and I'm
back there, and I can see him out the window, right? And the door is locked, and...
you go upstairs and hide and look through the blinds.
I was standing in the foyer, and I'm like, hey, get out of here! What are you doing standing on my porch? Get out of here, move it along! Move it! And meanwhile, I'm not going out and telling him this. I'm yelling this through the door.
Do you know why I wouldn't do what you do in that particular circumstance? I mean, I'd be just as annoyed. But, we always talk about knowing where you live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, really, you come back and, just the weird factor. That's why I couldn't be, like, super rude.
Well, and I was. And then here's the second part of this. Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Sure. It just would seem to me to be a little creepy and a little odd if that would happen.
He had
now,
a common mind.
Here's the second part. So these guys that have been working tirelessly in my house, I don't even know their names. There's something like Ricardo, standard.
Right.
Babalu!
Yep, standard name. Anyway, these guys have been working their ass off, and right after the Bible guy had come, and I was finishing up with these guys about the paperwork, and they've just worked their asses off, and, slip them some on the table, under the table dough, and they're like, we can't take this. I'm like, come on. These guys are so great. Yeah. He says, this one guy over here, he's a huge fan of the show.
Oh, good.
Now, this is the third guy in the crew that's been working at my house, and as they were installing the new thermostat, it's right by where you can look into my house and you can see, like, my cave with the TV and the posters on the wall and stuff. And I saw the guy just looking around the corner and looking in there, and I had the exact thought that Mike had with the Bible guy. It was like, Christ, I just lost it with that Bible guy. And God knows if he's going to be coming back tonight, with a Bible and an AK-47.
Right.
Because I told him to go scratch. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I kind of blew this guy off. He was the only one out of the three that actually even listened to the show. And I said, well, I said, I'm running late for work. I'll see you guys. You know, the main guy that's been here the whole time, the guy that I spiffed with the dough, I shook his hand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did the Bill Clinton double clap. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Meanwhile, the guy who really is the listener of the show, for whatever reason now, I'm a little creeped out by because I've seen him looking.
Yeah.
And now, keep in mind, he's standing in a thermostat in my house. He's licensed to work with these guys. He's from the company. All he's doing is looking in a room.
Right.
You can see from the thermostat, but I'm creeped out because the Bible guy was there. And
right, of course.
So I get in my car and I leave and I pull down the driveway and I think, what a dick I am.
Yeah.
I thought, the Bible guy, he deserved me, you know, telling him to.
You're not under any obligation to be nice to a door-to-door salesman.
To get bent. But, you know, that other guy's a guy that listens to the show, for God's sake. And he's going to be, you know, in my house for a couple more minutes, and he's probably going to be telling those guys what a huge dick I am. That, you know, he's the only one who even barely speaks English, and he listens to the show. So, well, I turned my car around and pulled back up into the driveway, and the guy was still standing there at the back of his car, the guy that was the listener of the show. And I jumped out, and I said, hey, you know, geez, I'm sorry, I'm a dick. You know, I said, but, you know, the guy was here selling the Bibles before, and, you know, you were walking around, and he told me you were a listener of the show. And then the guy, I've never gotten such love from a Hispanic listener.
Good.
Guy says,
that's a good thing.
And I felt so good that I had gone back and said hello to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the guy said right away, he said, I'll be hearing you later today. You better get going. You're going to be late. Right. And then I said, okay, thank you very much. And then he said, hey, the ratings, all the way back to number one.
Right.
Back to number one. And he said, every day. The guy was so enthusiastic.
So you're glad you did that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's a yin and the yang, you know?
That's what I'm trying to point out.
You basically made up for the Bible. But the Bible salesman doesn't count.
Yeah, but I was extremely rude to him.
Did you think about what I said, though, after that fact? That, you know, that's just the creep factor, you know?
That's why I'm trying to tell you that I realized that when I kind of blew off the guy that was working for the air conditioning place, who was a listener of the show, that I was a dick to him, and I thought, you know, that's kind of what I thought. Well, gosh, I don't want this guy to be mad at me.
You don't want the people from the air conditioning company teaming up with the Bible salesman.
No, absolutely not.
To like take a leak in your pool or something.
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely not. So anyway, I'm glad I went back, and I'm sure those guys are listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't touch nothing. And I thank you for all your hard work.
You said they're doing a great job, too.
Boy, are you kidding me? Yeah. These guys worked their ass off.
Yeah.
You know, and last night, I everybody's so tired of me complaining in real life about, I got no air conditioning, I got no air conditioning, 100 degrees, I got no air conditioning. I walked home last night.
Wow, just to work up a sweat to try your new air conditioning.
I walked all the way home last night, as I do every day.
Uh-huh.
No, I walked in my front door last night.
Actually, if you walked coming in today on the drive-in, you would have gotten here quicker.
I walked in, and God bless them, they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been there since 6 o'clock in the morning, yesterday morning.
Wow.
And all they were trying to do was get a little cool air up in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. So that you can sleep like
a baby. So that I can have a sweet, sweet sleep.
Yeah.
So, you know,
sweet, sweet sleep.
And it was a sweet sleep.
You in sweet, sweet sleep.
It was sweet.
Little balloon, you know, over your head, just like in a comic book.
Aww.
With Z's.
Including, you know what?
Ah.
Yeah.
You did it again?
You bet.
Good.
All imagination.
Makes you sleep better.
Excuse me, I'm very sorry. All imagination.
A little gassy today after your...
Yes.
But you have anything different than your normal food?
I've just had about 8,000 Diet Cokes today.
That'll do it.
So I'm more than just a little gassy, because that's another thing. If I've got guys working at my house,
mm-hmm.
I do want to be like the host with the most.
Yeah.
Yes,
so you run caffeine up a little bit.
Would you like a soda pop?
Offer
no, wait.
Right.
I'm having one.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you have one?
Yeah.
And then at one point, it was like 10 in the morning, I said to him, you guys want to knock off and have a beer? And he said, no, we can't really drink. I said, you know, I didn't mean necessarily now at 10 a.m. I said, but, you know, noon rolls around. You know, you want a beer? Help yourself.
Very cool.
So we'll see.
That's neat.
I'm sure I'll go home to an empty house tonight.
And you turn the heat on and the air conditioning starts.
Ah, yee!
Help me!
They did a great job.
Of course they did.
Well, you know, but not of course, because you never know.
Well, you don't. But, I mean, you felt good about the work these guys were doing, and you did them some good things.
They did an awful lot. They did an awful lot in a day and a half.
Speaking of door-to-door salesmen, my package came today. my whole big package that I ordered. I forgot to tell you about my latest infomercial. I got my tapes and CDs from the Midwest Society for Anxiety and Depression.
Oh, look, you made the caller laugh. Huh? You made the caller laugh.
Yeah. Hello, caller.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hold on.
I bought those, too. They're still sitting in the box unopened.
I haven't opened mine yet.
Hold on just a second there on the phone. What's your name?
Mike. I'm about the Bible salesman, and I'll talk about the tapes. But as soon as you said Bible salesman, I thought about the movie Paper Moon.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right, with Tatum O'Neal and Ryan O'Neal.
And they would look in the obituaries. And I thought, wouldn't it be so creepy if that's what they were?
Oh, my God, that's amazing. I mean, who knows if they still do it that way?
Well, then they're looking at the paper from like a year ago.
That's true.
Please, they got bad service on their newspaper.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Mike, try Klonopin. It's better than anything. It's like Valium that lasts for 8 hours. That's what I thought.
Well, I'm not taking anything right now, but I just I saw this infomercial. You know I love me, the infomercial.
I know you do. So what
is believe,
want?
Listen, what I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. When I was down in Florida and my foot hurt, an infomercial came on for the Good Feet store, and I got my little orthotics that made my feet feel better immediately.
Oh,
I was sitting there the other day, and the dog had kept me up. I had like 3 hours of sleep, and I was really stressed out and down about the puppy, and I came downstairs, flicked on the TV, and there was this infomercial, and once again, it spoke to me. They talked about all the stuff that happens. Not the depression part, but the anxiety part. And I went ahead and I ordered it, and I talked to a very nice lady on the phone.
What is the product?
I think they're like tapes that they're relaxation tapes.
Learn to relax.
How to relax? You listen to them. You listen to them when you're driving.
Hey, good evening.
That's, no,
it's,
I don't know.
It's about.
So, you know, can I ask a favor, Mr. Motormouth? Can I ask a favor? Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just got it. I haven't looked in it yet. I want to experience it myself. I don't want to hear you
tell me it didn't work for you.
Thank
you for the call.
Bye.
And tell me to take, you know, Klondike bar or whatever you want me to say. All right?
Like one
Jesus those, Christ.
Two words from you.
God, that stresses me out.
Two words from you from someone who knows.
Hi.
About CDs.
Yes.
That are like supposed to help you with stuff.
Yeah.
Tony Robbins.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. But I mean, I'm giving
I
it
found
a
out
crack.
The hard way, friend. I found out the hard way. That's total bull crap.
Let me tell you how I think about self-improvement, all right? This is my philosophy of golf, too. Arnold Palmer once said...
Here's my philosophy. It's called rubbernecking.
This is it.
It's all right with me.
Arnold Palmer once said he would take a golf tip from anybody. Because you'd never know when someone's going to tell you something that might make sense to you.
Oh,
so
my a-hole neighbor.
I play the odds. And if something's in there that I like, I do it. Now, am I going to send it back because it's got the money-back guarantee? Probably not. Yeah. I'm going to be a rube in that regard, but c'est la vie.
All I know is my weight loss tapes have been great.
See, mock me if you will, but I'll let you know how it goes.
Hey, listen, don't you guys remember how you mocked me, and rightly so, when I was into that whole goddamn Anthony Robbins thing?
Right. Yeah. Well, this isn't, but I'm not going,
when I went
this
to
is...
see that big horse tooth carny up in Baltimore?
This is tapes, wham, bam, thank you, man. You know, you got caught up in the whole thing where you went to see him.
But it started with the tapes.
That was the era of you where you were, like, asking me to read books and stuff.
It was
Jesus, you were incorrigible at that stage of your life. It was. I'll never forget when you sat me down and said, read this book. This will really, and I was like, stop it! Stop it, please. I'm unmotivated. Please don't motivate me.
I'm like you. I was trying to better myself. And it started through CDs and audio tapes. And what a load of crap they are. That ended up with me at the convention center in Baltimore, sitting in a roped-off area, watching this big, gigantic, talk about a monkey of a man. This guy, Anthony Robbins, his big piano key teeth, up on a chair, getting everybody to clap their hands to Get Down Tonight by Casey and the Sunshine Band.
And that's how you start a cult.
Come on.
But it only lasts a year.
Cool.
Yeah. I'll ever forward. I will let you know how it goes. I plan to bust those open sometime over the weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Thank you for waiting. Hi there.
Hi. I own a bakery, and I'd be happy to provide a cake for Buzz.
Oh, really? Can you make it an erotic cake?
I can make a torso of a woman.
That would be wonderful.
Do you want her to have B's or D's?
These big ones.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, I thought she meant breasts or the slang word.
I believe she was talking about cup size.
Yes, I was talking about cup size.
Well, Rob,
sorry.
Why would that be pluralized? He wanted to have D's.
Nothing more than a mouthful.
Yes, would you like to have breasts or two penises?
No, no. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. Can you bring it to Mike's Joint tonight for our party?
I can't, but my dad's going to deliver it. He's a huge fan my whole life.
That's even better.
Isn't that always the way it is?
Yeah, tell him to come right to the back room.
Okay. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Buzz's anniversary cake.
Happy anniversary, Buzz.
Thank you, Dad.
You're going to have a nice naked lady cake to eat tonight.
Very exciting.
That's great.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. You should celebrate. Go buy yourself an even tinier shirt.
Okay, I will.
Go across the street to Old Navy and see if they've got, like, a preteen boy section.
All right, I'll do that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I love it when you show your navel, Buzz.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, the on the TV, just the power button turned everything on.
Oh, I see what he's doing.
Oh, again? The air conditioning guys are calling. They want to know how to turn on the TV.
Okay, let me just see.
How do I work this coffee maker?
Let me see. Hello, comedian. Gosh, you know, see, this is
friendly, though. He doesn't deserve a button.
This is why I should never be put in a real position of power.
But
like,
see, no,
I would be the Kim Jong-il.
Let me just plead his case for a second. I know he's an ass. But he's not a malicious ass.
Right.
He's trying.
No.
He is trying.
But Mike, since we've had the new software, he's called seven times already.
Oh, so, I'll do him in then.
Well, there you go.
He's called seven times.
I can't defend
that.
Hold
on, John. What was that, Johnny?
Joe just banished him.
Oh, he's gone. Oh. Joe made the editorial decision.
Well, now, hold on. You got to tell Joe that all the orders for execution come from this room, from either myself or Mike.
He anticipated may have jumped the gun a little bit, but he was thinking for you.
Trigger happy.
If... God forbid a mistake is made. Is it reversible, John? Hello?
Actually, I'm just banning everybody who calls today.
Now, Joe, knock it off, Joe.
Yeah, come it on, is Joe. Reversible.
All it's right, reversible. Good. I will take the last guy off, then.
Okay.
Put him back on.
But I agree that the banishments should originate from this studio.
Yes, yeah. Please. No one... Listen. No one takes the power of the studio into the other room.
No, we can't have the sergeant of arms, sergeant at arms doing that.
You know, it's much like Mike. I know you and I both, it's a go-to if Crimson Tide is on.
Right.
And in this case, you know, Gene Hackman and Denzel Washington both must have the keys.
Yes.
That authenticate the messages and fire our missiles.
Yes, they have to, it has to be authenticated, and I have to concur with you on that.
Mike and I have our beads, mm-hmm. our anal beads.
Right. Do you remember that one time that we disagreed on that one time and I was holding the beads and you slapped me really hard and I started bleeding and then the big fat guy, that's a great movie.
He said, you hit me with the anal beads.
The anal beads.
Oh, you know who else is in that movie?
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
One of his early movies.
Gandolfini's in that.
He's a fan.
And he supports Gene Hackman. Yeah. He's the guy that supports Gene Hackman.
Right. And I think, isn't the dreamy Viggo Mortensen
Viggo?
In that?
Viggo is kind of Webbs. That's he plays the character of Webbs, which is kind of interesting because he is working on the weapon systems.
And then there's some other guy.
Gene Hackman has a Jack Russell Terrier in that movie.
Hey, there's that guy that was in that movie that's just out now. He's really good. He's good in that. He has a small part in it.
Who's that?
I have no freaking idea. None whatsoever. Yeah, so watch for it. Right. One more call. Man.
Hello.
The executive producer is telling me we should take a commercial break.
Wow.
Who's that? That'd be me, Mike. That'd be me. My junior producer.
I agree, though.
Is sitting right there like a good boy.
Would that be producer, or do you put the junior in front of his
name? He's junior producer. Now.
Junior. How about AP? Apprentice producer. or PA? Producer's apprentice.
Not myself.
Sorcerer's apprentice. Sorcerer's apprentice.
Tom.
Good afternoon, guys. Hi.
Tom Gavin. What's
Hi, Tom?
Tom.
Yeah, I like to come down to the
Of course you would. No, you may not.
Watch it.
You may not tonight.
Why?
Because you were very bad at the appearance. At the outside, the dunking
Tom?
Thing.
He just hung up on you.
You've broken his heart.
I have?
I think
so. Oh, well, let's call him back.
You scared the tard. Oh, my.
You scared the tard out of him.
You did.
I was just kidding. Sort of not.
Well, no, what he was doing was calling to have us pay for a cab to pick him up and bring him to the appearance tonight.
He's been working on that, and it's just...
Putting the touch on you again.
He was, and it started to annoy me.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
like the Bible salesman. Maybe I was too harsh with him.
I don't think so.
Did he hang up? He hung up in anger, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
That's right. Tom, this is Mike. I'm very sorry. Please call back.
Tom, this is Don. We're not paying.
But Tom, I know we're not playing, but please call back, because really, I didn't mean to upset you. You sounded like you were upset.
Hey, Tom, he's lying to you.
He's been agitated like the last couple of times. Mike, now, I know I was agitated, but that's why.
Hey, Tom, Mike calls you retard all
the
time.
No, I do not, Tom.
All the time.
Stop it.
He says, where's that retard
Watch
at?
It.
He says,
watch.
Where's that tard at?
Watch.
Where's my mustard?
Watch.
And my custard. Where's my master tard? Well, I want to buy something.
Well, I've never had Tom react like that. No.
Pop tards.
Normally he likes to get into it. He likes to get into a little fight.
You're so cruel to him behind his back, Mike. But then
do we have
radio,
Joe? Do we have Tom's number?
You're his friend.
I really feel bad about
How
this.
How many times have you said, "Where's that window liquor at?"
I don't do.
Where's
anything
that Mongo at?
Joe, do we have that?
Hold on. We got him. Tom.
Hello.
Tom. Tom, did you hang up?
No, I had another call.
Did you get mad at me?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's why you hung up, right?
Yeah.
No, I thought you said you had another call.
No, I got mad because I heard the show yesterday, and he said you mentioned me, Dennis, and Robert, and everybody else.
Oh, you were talking about the national anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Well, yeah, but anything you want to come to, Tom, if it's not something here at the studio, you've got to find your own way there. Sorry about that.
Oh. If it's at something at the studio, you'll all pay for it, right?
Tom, are you strapped for cash lately? Why are you strapped? You usually have plenty of money. What's going on?
Have you been tardy on a payment?
watch it.
You can hear the way Mike talks about you.
Now stop. Mike does not talk about you like
you
that.
You should hear what he says about you.
Tom, we're buddies, right?
Right.
Hey, it's Charlie.
He's right here.
Hey, Charlie, guess what?
Hi, what, Tom?
Hey, I did my show today.
We're smart, Charlie.
I'm humoring him.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
How are you?
Good.
Doesn't that degrade you, Charles, in some way to play the fool?
Oh, John, degrade, schmarade. Of course it may. I don't know. I don't care. I really don't. I'm just trying to make my way.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom, we got a break. Would you please take us to break?
Yeah, and take Dynamite, go to break, and Robert, the airman, go shove your mouth.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'll tell you tonight.
Come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program as the entire Don and Mike Show crew hits the road and heads back to Virginia for another ratings blowout party. Forget number 15. Come bask in the warm glow of number 4.
Right on.
Tonight, 8 p.m. at O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas.
Tonight.
That's the place to be. And we want to see your face in the place. Touch a hand, have a word, and let us thank you for your support. Hear Don cuss. See Mike drink.
All right.
Watch Buzz seduce. See Rob hate. And watch Joe, just watch Joe. The Don and Mike ratings blowout. Tonight at 8 p.m. Check out O'MearsRestaurant.com for directions.
Incredible!
Arthur, what are you doing here?
I'm preparing to say goodbye.
Oh, no, come on.
It's Demerol, you ass, and tequila. It's a good mix.
Heard about the memo, huh?
Are you kidding? You think there's anything that goes on around here that I don't know about? If somebody farts in the Xerox room, I've heard about it. Listen, nothing gets by me. Nothing. What the hell's in your ear?
Hearing.
Well, get rid of it, for God's sake.
I can't. Larry likes it. He says he wants me to keep it. Artie, I think it's infected. I can hear something inside my head.
I guarantee you there's nothing in there, Hank. Here, drink this.
No, thanks. No, I got a show tonight, and I'm obviously going to be under a massive program of antibiotics.
Drink it. I'll knock you down on the floor, I'll put my foot on your neck, and I'll put in that good ear.
Nice to have you.
Hey. Hey, Joe.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, Dr. Phil,
when are you coming over so I can F you?
That can't be. what you wanted to say, Dr. Phil.
Wow. Really?
You can suck this.
Well, Dr. Phil.
They are ready to bump ugly for ye, Don and Mike.
Right, right. Well, I was chatting with Johnny Norman during the commercials. Who would he be? He's the guy back at the computer room. Hi, John.
Oh, all right.
Hi. And he says that we got about 75 emails about that goddamn do not call thing with people right down the middle saying either that cell phones are going to be a fair game for telemarketers next week or they're not. Here's my point. Even if it's something that's been said for a while.
I haven't registered my phone for something evil, have I?
No, Mike, you've done the right thing. You should do that. You should go to that website, really, and do it with all your phones, with your home phones and everything. I mean, what's the harm?
Right.
I mean,
you got to lose. And it's a .gov.
And John?
Norman!
Yanni said, do the emails seem to be spirited?
Way too spirited. I think they really kind of latched onto this one, and I don't know why.
Huh. Like what? Like, what do they say?
Well, let me see if I can... I bet you I got one in the break. Let's take a look.
Some people are very emotional about this.
There's another one.
All right, what does it say? Read it live.
Let's see. We'll go to Frank Thunder here. I know Don and Mike don't like to be corrected, so that's why I wrote in. Don is such a jackass. I've gotten the same email twice a year for the last 2 years. Just because Bart or Don's girlfriend sent him an email doesn't mean it's gospel. They've attached a link to the FTC, the Trade Commission. And
hey, you know, guys like you, eat one. Just really, eat a big one.
I've just been basically
thank you. Thank you, John, you big douchebag. I mean, even if it is, in fact, something, and I didn't get it from Bart or from McGree, you know, all you people out there, hey, Big Mouth, Mr. Email, show up at the appearance tonight. Huh. I'll kick your friggin' ass. In front of everybody at Mike's restaurant. I'll spill your brains and somebody's Irish stew.
Now, I don't say this way. You just calm down. Calm down now. There's no need to get that upset.
I'm sorry, Mike. It's the roids.
Roid rage?
I mean hemorrhoids.
You have a little roid rage?
Yeah, hemorrhoids.
Should I set up the cage on the stage?
No.
The cage for the cage match?
No.
No, cage not for dancing.
Listen, even if it is... And you people out there with your emails.
You're just trying to be helpful.
Go to hell.
Yeah, really.
Go to friggin' hell.
You're trying to be helpful.
What's the problem? If at the very, you know, what
well, here's
me
the deal.
Off
it's
like
50-50. There is no definitive word
on this. Pisses me off as an email. You know, no, Don's being a jackass again. No, I'm being a jackass right now when I say you are a worthless piece of garbage who should show up at Mike's tonight and say hello to finger, and thumb.
What are the Ron Burgundy characters that he says?
John L. Sullivan or... come on out, I'll strike the pose. I'll kick your friggin' ass. You know, that's what you get for trying to do something nice for people.
That's right. The way I roll.
You know, or... And just go to the website and register your goddamn phone.
Or don't. But don't make a big deal. We're just passing along some information. If the information is valid, it's valid. If it's not, it's not. Doesn't seem like any big harm.
Hey, read me the beginning of that one again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I already deleted it.
No, that's
here,
right.
We got another one.
All right. What's it say? That's
sorry,
Mike. That's Mike aping, John breathing.
That's what he
does. Hold on. Let me find it again. Here we go. Frank Thunder. There he is.
Maybe
I know Don and Mike don't like to be corrected, so that's why I wrote in.
Okay, that's fair.
Mike/Don is such a jackass. I've gotten the same email twice a year for the last 2 years. Just because Bart or Don's girlfriend sent him an email doesn't mean it's gone.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. Hey, F you, you piece of garbage. Jesus Christ. Take my nit. Jesus Christ. Our Savior. Christ is King time.
There we are.
Six past the hour.
Holy, 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 everybody.
If Jesus was alive today, he'd be driving a Ford.
And he'd be registering his cell phone.
The segment of our show brought to you by Ford. Every day, somewhere makes it somewhere. Every day, somewhere.
What is it?
Christ died for your sins.
It's entirely different.
There's a car company for Jesus Christ. And that company is Ford.
Wow.
If you don't believe in Christ... You know, what can I say? Buy a Chevy. Okay? There you go.
That's what they've been late. That's what they've been waiting for. He
Don
said
Mike
as he
show.
Tripped over his tongue.
The listener's friend.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you for all the emails. Keep them coming. That's you know.
We love to hear from you.
I'm way too sensitive. That's why.
No, you're not.
That's why I don't read the emails. That's why John reads
them.
You're
not sensitive at all.
Anyway, hey, because Don's such a jackass. Yeah, I'm the jackass that you're listening to right now on the radio. Who's the jackass now, jackass? You're the jackass of jackasses. You're the jackassiest. You're Jack Blackass. Seriously. I give you a piece of this.
John L. Sullivan.
Ed, nice
come out
touch.
And meet John L. Sullivan.
Nice touch. Mike, parentheses. Because that's a secret.
Michael Soares.
That's a secret, well, you stupid ass munch.
Shows he's in the know.
Jesus Christ. Down, down, Mr. Know, and I'll learn it from Bart or from his friend. You know what? I pray 1,000 telemarketers call you. I pray 1,000 of them. I pray 1,000 Bible salesmen show up at your door. Just like that guy in The Matrix. You know the guy where all of a sudden there was 8 million of them going after Keanu?
And when you answer the door, he's like suspended in air. Like kicking at you. That's how you answer the door.
Well, keep the emails coming.
I'm here to sell you some Bibles.
And keep the phone calls coming.
I'd like to sell you some Bibles, and if you don't buy the Bibles, I've got 700 people that look just like me.
Mr. Anderson.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, it's Matthew, first-time caller. How are you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing, Matthew?
Hey, listen, you guys are spot on accurate about this do not call list.
Can we just please drop it?
Well, he's agreeing. Now, he's agreeing with you.
Totally. You guys are spot on accurate. Listen,
but all it's going to do is invite someone now to call with the opposing view.
Oh. Right.
Listen, there is a do not call list.
Yes.
Go there and register your phone. That's all I'm trying to do. That's the last time I tried to help anybody.
It hurts. See,
really,
that's
the last time.
You helped me, Don.
Really?
I registered my phone.
Thank you, Mike. And you helped me. I registered with my neighbors. and it wasn't something I wanted to do.
No, I helped you. You registered with the county government.
Court order.
Mike said to me, I'll be waiting in the car. Think of it as trick-or-treating.
Right.
Go up door to door and tell them what you have to tell them.
And then run. Tell them what you have just so they have peace of mind.
I said, Mike, can't we just put the signs down? He said, it's better if they know it's you.
And it was only one neighbor that actually moved. I thought it was the right thing to do.
And he was dreamy. It's a good thing he moved.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Homo Joe, you're Don and Mike.
I knew I felt kind of homo.
Hey, Joe. And here's the neighbor that moved now.
Well, yes, indeed.
Hey,
I would
Jay.
Love to come and watch Mike sing and support him.
Oh, good. You're going to come out to the national anthem good. Singing.
I will hum while he sings.
Oh,
that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
oh,
you know, well, Don and Mike Show. Reaches the beaches and rules the pools, and our street team is out. You know, our street team tonight, Don and Mike, we're out there touching hands, making friends, kissing right. babies, and, you know, and grabbing ladies. Tonight, we're going to be out of Mike's place. And Saturday, good God, I'm going to be at a minor league baseball game. Our old Mike O'Mara is going to throw out the first pitch, sing the national anthem. We're all going to be there. Come on out.
Which happens first?
You sing the anthem, then you throw out the first
good.
Pitch.
Good.
It's a Saturday.
I would not want to sing the anthem after I got booed if I didn't reach home plate.
Saturday night at the Potomac Nationals, and they are the farm club for your Washington Nationals.
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, Rob.
7 o'clock.
Be 7 o'clock, Joe.
Okay. Joe, hold on. Hold on. Yes. We'll get you a ticket. Hold on a
okay,
second.
Thanks.
Fitzner Stadium, I believe.
Did we get tickets for everybody?
We have tickets for everyone on the show.
Okay, good, good.
No, well, Joe's close enough.
Joe's close enough.
Sure. Yeah, that counts. He likes the grandstands, doesn't he?
Yeah. Just come out and see that little Fitzner boy.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Comes spilling out all over the dock.
It almost sounds like Fitz in her.
Yes, Fitz in her.
Welcome to Fitz in her stadium.
My name is Patrick Fitz in her.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yes. You fornicated with an attorney?
No, a Chinese woman.
Oh, you fornicated with, when did you say, when you said attorney, what word were you saying?
No, a Chinese woman. I fornicated with a Chinese
okay,
woman.
Okay, maybe I just heard attorney.
Yeah. But is this a one night stand?
Actually, yeah, because 30 minutes later I was horny again.
Oh, no.
Now, you know
no.
what? See, this is why.
Punish him.
He is a, let me go back to the,
Hey,
John?
Can we banish him?
Yep.
Yep, that's
you.
Absolutely, that's a no brainer.
There you go.
It was fun anyway.
For you.
Yeah, it was fun. Now you'll never be able to call the show again.
Hope you enjoyed that fun. The fun you'll never have again. You'll never have that fun again.
Hello.
Yeah,
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I'm from Baltimore. I'm calling, first-time caller. Just had to tell you, last week,
I laughed so damn hard. I almost got in two accidents on a 10-mile trip. Dude, your neighbor is a scumbag.
Oh, you're talking about I guess he's talking about when you were saying Sunday when everybody came over.
Oh, well, no, I'm friends with that guy now.
Yeah. Did you say you're calling from Baltimore?
Yeah.
How's Marty doing? How's Marty doing since Lance came out of the closet?
Oh, Marty knew.
Marty knew?
Marty knew. Oh, you know that Marty knew.
Of course. Well, Marty might be, you know.
No, Bass doesn't like the ass.
No ass for Bass.
Not for Marty Bass.
You know, man, if only he'd come out sooner.
Lance Bass. Lance Bass Day. Lance Ass Bass. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops. They're going to do a play on that old band. But his band's going to be called Ass of Bass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I just finished reading the book about Howard Hughes, and now I want to move on to Elvis. And I was wondering if either Rob or Don could give me some heads up.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to the man. Hey, tell him which one to read, Ed.
The book by Alana Nash. Something about Confessions of the Memphis Mafia, but search the word Nash.
Her name's Nash?
Nash. Alana, N-A-S-H. That's the best book.
Seriously, okay. What is that great one that I like that that came out in two parts, and the first part was the boring part
Peter
about
Peter Guralnick's book.
Yeah, it's like 600 pages. Buy the second part when Elvis falls off the wagon. Huh. It's the best read.
That's the kind of stuff I wanted to read about.
Of course.
Actually, the Nash book is the one that has more of the sex.
Oh, okay.
Well, it has the sex stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
One's got sex stuff, and the other one's got a lot of Elvis going to the bathroom in his pants stuff.
That's true. The Nash book has the stuff about the champagne flute. Of a cough syrup.
Oh, I love that story.
Rob, do you know what the name of it is?
I think it's the Confessions of the Memphis Mafia.
Okay.
We're just for that effect.
All right, thank you.
Look it up under Nash, but
right,
make sure it doesn't send you to Nash Bridges. Horrible, horrible show.
Crosby would be mad at that.
Mm-hmm.
He still is.
So young. So it's still... Crosby, Nash, Stills. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Sometimes. Yes.
And also Steve Nash of the Phoenix Suns, who just cut his hair off.
Ah, that's right. Oh, man.
And incidentally, looks like an AIDS patient. Someone should really buy him a wig.
Boy, I can't think of any other Nash. You got Graham Nash, and we got the Nash Bridges.
King of the Nashes.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, come on, give it to me.
Oh, man, it makes me want to do it to my teeth.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Nash, my teeth.
That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
Hello.
King of the
Nashes. Thank you. Mike said under his breath, King of the Nashes.
That wasn't under my breath.
How are you Nashes doing?
That wasn't under.
And really, somebody tell Steve Nash. You know, he's the guy who had the long, long hair from Phoenix. And he had the most annoying goddamn helmet. Anybody that watched the NBA, he would do that thing like girls do, where he would put his fingers behind his ears because his hair was so long. You saw him on the PTI show the other night.
Shaved his head.
Shaved his head.
Looks like a velociraptor.
Looks like he's ready for the quilt. I mean, really.
Well, he's a tall drink of water.
Not a good... No, he's not. I mean, he's relatively...
Well, I mean, he's over 6'5", isn't he?
He might be about 6'5".
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And I'm making all this up because this is basketball.
See, I don't know. I think he's a smaller guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's 5'4".
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, look, I got that same email about the Do Not Call a year ago. And when I called it and registered my cell phone... I never in my life, have ever received more solicitatious phone calls than after it got registered.
Solicitatious phone calls? So how come you didn't call the do not call people or go to donotcall.gov to tell them?
Well, when you can't really call them direct, there's a way of emailing them off that website.
Yes.
And if you email them, they'll send you back a little liner that's saying, we do not guarantee anything.
Okay, so you know, first name pooper, last name, first name party.
Well, let's leave it at this. I have registered my phone. If any of us get solicitations after registering, we'll come in and we'll tell you.
Right,
we'll let you know. I mean, we're not going to just, we're not going to not say anything.
Why can't you just belabor under this? Why can't you just live under the umbrella? Whatever we say is right. Why, really, why can't you? I know of no other media outlet.
You won't go wrong.
In the world. Well, and I listen to a lot of radio, watch a lot of TV, and you hear guys talking out of their ass all the time.
Yeah. Right.
Turn on Rush Limbaugh, turn on Fox News Channel, turn on goddamn the Mix 108 station.
Nobody ever questions them.
No!
Because they don't allow it.
It's like you hear guys on the air doing... I mean,
but by no means is every phone call you receive lambasting yourself.
No, but what you're...
Just trying to give more enlightenment on what you're...
Shut up. You know, listen, here's the point. Just shut up. Really. I don't want to enlighten you. All we want to do is, even if the information is wrong, Who gives a rat's ass?
Embrace it.
Really? Just go to hell. I mean,
listen,
can you imagine?
Learn to listen.
No. And would you stop quoting things that you've heard on this show? Do you have an original thought in your head?
Oh, I try not to. You get in trouble that way.
Oh, he's got to be banned. He's just being far too... He's misbehaving.
Listen, it's just... We do so much for you, and all we ask that you do in advance, in return, is listen and give us great ratings. And you've done that, and for that, we're highly appreciative. However, you know, Mike, what are you doing? Are you getting a phone call?
You have 13 new messages.
Oh, no.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Just his voicemail.
Oh, man.
It's stuff like this slows the show down.
Yeah.
Even if we're tremendously wrong about something,
what if
just let it go.
Right.
Really, do you feel? And maybe it's a good thing that people listen to the show so much that they feel that they can do this. Would you feel this way with other people, with your friends, with someone else you're listening to on the radio, with anybody?
That's a good question.
A guy at a restaurant. Would you be so bold as to just come out and say, "Hey, listen, that's a bunch of crap"? Wouldn't you just sit there and be polite and just nod your head and think to yourself, oh, that guy's wrong?
Yeah, what if it was Thanksgiving dinner?
Right.
Well, Thanksgiving is probably the worst holiday occasion to try to put that as an analogy, because that's when all the arguments are.
Well, this show every day is Thanksgiving.
You know, you know it all, don't you? Now you're pissing me off.
On our show, every day is Thanksgiving. Listen, we've invited you to the table.
Why don't you focus on the positive, like the old man bringing Buzz a boob cake tonight?
Yeah.
You can't do that, can you? That doesn't give you pleasure. Where are you calling from?
North side of Baltimore.
Why do you do this? Why do you get pleasure out of it?
Well, I get pleasure out of listening to you guys.
No, you get pleasure out of calling us and, as you might put it, knocking us down a peg.
Even if we make the hugest of mistakes, even if I was to say, President Reagan is doing an awful job in Iraq, President Reagan should get us out of Iraq.
It's not President Reagan, Don.
You know what? I don't care. 99% of the people listening don't care.
Right.
Don't get off on calling up and correcting us.
That's the thing,
And by no means, Don, did I try to call to be a corrective type person.
Well, hold on, that's exactly what you did.
No,
Now you've reminded me of my shoes. Thank you for reminding me now of my other great secret. My corrective shoes.
You know, man, someday you will walk well.
As no more than just put
my
more information.
My flat feet.
Call, email.
Little more information. You know the information I'd like from you.
Here's the deal. Here's what John Normand has told us. He has told us that the emails about this subject are running 50-50.
What?
So nobody knows definitively whether this is, you know, right on or not.
I know.
Somebody said spot on. Then a guy like you calls and says, I got more solicitations when I registered. Who do we believe?
Well, and therein lies the quandary. All I know is that
the
first
quandary.
I had to change my phone number.
There's the quandary. Why have we got so many dickheads call this show? That's the quandary.
You guys so much?
Because what?
Because they love you guys so much.
Oh, I don't believe you. This is your pleasure. You're enjoying this. This is your moment. Right?
I'm having more enjoyment just listening to you live.
But that's... Hey, wait. Now listen to that. Listen to that concept. Listening to us. More enjoyment listening to us. Not calling to make trouble.
Not participating. You're a listener, not a participator.
We like a good argument. Don't get us wrong. We do like a good argument. But really, something like this. When it's been beaten to death. And I really, and now I'm on Don's side with this, because it's like, I registered my phone and I was concerned for a little while. But now, you know what? I don't care now. Because now I'm getting mad at you.
You know, BFD. So if we end up getting calls from solicitors, we'll do what you did. We'll change our number.
And that's all I was trying to do, let you know what my experience in that area.
Did I ask for your experience? Did you hear us say, if you've had an experience with this call?
How about something positive?
Hello?
He's at a loss. Of course he is.
Can't do it.
Now, hold on. Was he banned? Did someone ban him, or did he just hang up? Johnny?
We didn't do anything.
Norman!
So then we can just surmise what happened there, that I said, you know, do you have something positive? And he hung up.
He hung
no,
up.
He couldn't. He couldn't he do that. No.
That was positive.
I know that.
I don't know why I did that. I just did the Elton John part.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
How's it going?
Oh, hey. Oh, Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
Hey, a guy with a Dr. Phil soundboard. What's happening?
So how are you doing overall?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing okay. I had a bad time with that last call, and I really lost my temper. I'm embarrassed by that.
Are you nuts?
Yeah, sometimes I think I am. I shouldn't take it so goddamn seriously.
Am I here?
Yeah, well, I thank you. You're on the phone, right?
Do you realize that this is a big problem?
Oh, the fact that I yell at people on the phone? Yeah, but a lot of people find it entertaining.
Okay.
And I'm getting it out of my system.
Yeah?
And really, I do hate it when people nitpick us.
Yes.
I mean, I do think you reach it. Don't you agree with me on that?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Are you mad?
Well, sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting mad at you.
Now, let me just be honest with you.
Okay, would you please?
I don't care about you.
Well, and vice versa.
Gotta run.
Okay, thanks for the call. Always calls us. Let me just say, that was a perfect phone call to this radio show. Four-star variety, yeah, that was.
You know what those samplers never have? They never have an ending, and he had an ending. Yeah. Gotta run.
The guy had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yep. Best yet.
Oh, was that sweet.
I like that.
That was good. Truly, truly good. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I can't quit you guys.
I wish I could quit you. Remember, that tape didn't see a lot of airtime, did it?
No,
on various sources.
That one didn't make the trip, did it? It
didn't stick.
It's somewhere.
It's somewhere. It's in a crack. We lost it in a crack.
I have it on me.
Hello.
It slipped through the crack.
Don and Mike show.
No es cincuenta.
Speak English, please. You're on the Don and Mike show.
No es cincuenta cuatro mucho grande.
Please.
Cincuenta, isn't that 50?
Speak American.
Oh, I think he's saying...
Piso mojado caliente.
He's saying not number 15, now number 4.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
Right.
See, very hot. Numero cuatro.
Yes.
Numero cuatro bueno.
Muy bueno.
No, and ¿dónde está numero uno?
How about that do not call us? Ain't that a pisser?
How about Don's air conditioning?
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Okay, ¿cómo te llamas?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
As we say.
Bye.
Bye.
So long.
Oh, gosh, we've got so much to get to today. We do have, as I mentioned earlier, our first ever episode of Meet the Fartleys. Oh,
thank you again for giving me the role.
Our brand new radio soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, hold on, I'm hearing something now from the executive producer.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, time to break.
Yeah.
Because we have a, you know what I like? I like you just chiming in afterwards like, yeah, that's good.
Well, I'm a team player.
junior producer.
Producer's apprentice.
PA.
I don't really think we need to break.
Mike, we got to. The executive producer. Hold on. I believe there's a message coming in just on your headphones right now.
Okay. It says, stay out of it, fat ass.
God break, Mike.
Actually, it would be John Norman. It would sound like this. Got a break.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, Johnny.
Are we getting lots of emails now?
Let's check again.
You going to have a toddy with me tonight, Johnny?
Oh, most definitely.
Good.
Hey, there we go. One, two...
John has a thankless job.
Three more. Stop it! Cut it out! We don't care!
What was that? Was that what the email said?
Yeah, people are going
through. That's what I'm telling them.
No, he's telling that to the email.
One, two, three that you sent me, I'm deleting.
Because they're writing about the do not call thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, John. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I think we got to get John really loaded tonight. We have to tell stories about his cats.
So we've got the Meet the Fartleys, but when we come back, Buzz?
Yes.
Get ready for the Buzz interview.
Oh, okay, very good.
Boy. Many times we spring something on.
Yes.
And to be honest, ad-libbing, not always your strongest suit. But this one, I don't, I let me just tell you, I don't even think, I just read you the headline.
Depends on if we're in my wheelhouse or not.
Let me tell you something.
All right.
We've never been closer. This is like darts. This is like hitting the bullseye.
Yes.
And is there a worse show in the history of TV?
than the World Series of Darts on ESPN.
Oh, I disagree. You know, that's when you know it's summertime on ESPN. ESPN High Def, which is not high def.
When it's on before the World Series of Poker.
Mm-hmm.
Please,
right.
Poke this. Buzz.
Yes.
There's a website.
Okay.
That you're going to be talking to a guy about. Let me just read you the headline.
All right.
Tis the season to be free-balling.
Aha.
That's right.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Men who do not wear underpants.
Ew.
And the men who love them.
And I think it's only logical, prior to this interview, to ask Buzz this question.
Yes.
Buzz?
Yes?
Today,
Mike,
what is the status?
If I could guess?
You go ahead and guess.
We have an appearance tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Not a chance.
I'm with you 1,000%, Robbie.
I agree.
That's three yes votes
for...
Let's
go to the...
You better check the back room, see what they say.
John, what do you think?
I have to defer since I know.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
wait a minute. That's a little scary.
Is there a camera in the junk?
Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
What do you think?
He's free balling.
All right. So that's four people that think you are not wearing underwear,
so
Buzz.
All of you think that.
Mm-hmm. And?
Well, you're right.
Ah, God.
I think what we really want to know is...
Homo.
John?
Norman.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
How is it that you know Buzz is not wearing underpants today?
I was kidding.
Sure you were.
Yeah. Private time before the show.
Sure.
All right, so Buzz is not wearing underpants.
I have to defer.
In honor of his 31st wedding anniversary.
That's right. Just as that day.
So when we come back, freeballing with Buzz. More show coming around.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about. Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride.
Uh-oh.
He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual, a person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly, if they try to win your confidence too quickly, and if they become overly personal. One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal.
That's brought to you by Do Not Call Us at gov.gov.
All things equal, they prefer dog vomit. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right. All things being equal.
Yes. Oh,
wow. Let's see. This is the season to be freeballing.
Sure is.
All right, Buzz, here we go. Guy's named Paul. He's in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Right.
Paulie. His website is freeballersofamerica.com.
Uh-huh.
He's not worn underwear in 16 years.
That's you.
He's the...
Now, why do you say ew? Well, because I think it's a clean, sanitary way of living life is to wear underwear so that your poopy bottom doesn't rub up against your clean jeans.
That's right.
That's why I'm wearing two pair.
I see. Thank you, Don.
But if you don't have...
Way to overcorrect.
You don't have a poopy bottom, then it really doesn't matter.
Well, right. Yeah. Right, I keep forgetting that with you it's like the Trident missile coming out of the silo, that it's just clean.
For example, Buzz, you know how you break wind often because you're a man?
Right.
Yeah, if you're not wearing underwear, that goes right into the fabric of the denim.
Now are you going to tell us that you don't fart a lot?
No, not a lot. Some. Everybody does, naturally.
Have you farted today?
Yeah, actually I have.
Good for you. Big one, little one?
I'd say medium to small.
Gaseous or moisture-laden?
No, just totally air.
Mm-hmm.
I drink a lot of soda.
The thing about underpants, I agree with Mike, but you are welcome to your opinion.
Yes, thank you.
Your nude denim. Do the jeans ever like rub against you, or
yeah.
The zipper? I mean, does that like have a rub against your balls or anything?
No, actually, no.
How about a wedgie? You get a wedgie ever now?
No. Yeah.
Well, you've gotten wedgies, haven't you?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't. No,
everybody gets a wedgie once in a while.
I don't.
Not enough fabric. It's too tight. There's no
maybe you're right.
To get in there.
Maybe
you're right.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe you're right.
So the denim against your soft skin, your soft baby-like buttock cheeks.
Right.
It's never rush or hard.
No
rough
chafing.
Or harsh.
No chafing.
What would be your number one reason for free balling?
Comfort. Comfort. Absolutely.
Number one, comfort.
Rob, I agree. I think it's because he's cheap.
Sure. For you?
Now, that's a common misconception, as you'll find out from Paul Schock in just a moment.
Buzz, is it comfort for you, or is it comfort for the lady?
Yes and yes.
Oh, God.
God.
Happy
you are so wound up tonight, I can kill you.
Happy anniversary, Buzz.
Thank you.
Well, this guy is like Buzz.
Yes. Well, in a way, we'll
good
find
afternoon,
out.
Free Ballers of America. I'm in here. You know you're there. How can I help you?
He's not worn underpants in 16 years. Paul, please. This is
hold on just one moment, please. Who's calling?
It's the Donna Mike Show.
It's Buzz.
Hold on
the
just
Donna
a moment.
Mike Show.
Is that Misty?
She sounds very enthusiastic.
Hello, this is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
It's Buzz with the Don and Mike Show. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm just fine, thanks. We're calling about your website and about the growing popularity of not wearing underwear.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. you have an organization called Free Ballers of America. How long has this organization been around?
I've been freeballing for about 12, 15 years. I started the organization about...
Buzz, why don't you just tell 99. The guy about how you don't like wearing underwear?
Hey, hold on a second. I heard organization. Is he Canadian?
No. Minnesotan.
Oh, Minnesotan. Oh, close.
I don't think he can hear you now. Say something now, Mike.
Okay, can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me, sicko?
There you go. I got it now.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, right, Buzz, go ahead, Buzz.
Hey, Paul.
Are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're still very much here. You're still there.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Are you getting there?
Didn't know Canadians said organization. I thought that was only, I didn't know that the Minnesotans said
Buzz, go ahead. The guy can't hear me and Mike.
I understand. Hi, Paul.
Okay.
Buzz Burbank here. I don't wear underwear either most of the time and haven't for years, so I'm with you. Why an organization, Paul? An organization.
Well, you know, there was quite a few of us that go around were kind of wasn't known. You know, a lot of people don't make it known that they go without underwear.
Yeah, but why do we need a club?
Well, it's just a way of expressing ourselves a little bit and let the world know that, you know, we're proud to go without.
I see on your website, freeballersofamerica.com, that there's a feeling that the rights of people who don't wear underwear have been violated somehow. Can you give any examples of that?
Well, there's been rumor has it that when you go into a store, you see no shoes, no shirt, no service. Rumor has it that they were going to post no underwear on there, too. That's, and I thought, you know, this is a
rumor.
Right.
It's a crazy rumor. Paul, you shouldn't listen to rumors.
Take a phone call, Buzz. Do you mind?
All right. Paul, we're going to take some calls from interested listeners.
Okay. Very good.
Yes. First caller. Hello. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, caller, you're on the air.
Apparently we've lost them. They're probably
hello?
Under a
lot of yes, people. Hello.
Yes, caller. Go ahead, please.
Is this your boy?
Yes, hi. Hi, how are you?
I am fine. Is your guest on the phone?
Yes, Paul. Can you hear our caller?
He's coming in pretty faint, but I can kind of hear him.
Go ahead with your question, sir.
Are you two faggot students?
Oh, no, that's no call for that.
Now, Paul, do you get that a lot?
You might.
Is there a supposition that the guys who don't wear underwear are gay?
You know, I don't think... I think they think we are, but we're not. I'm not.
Uh-huh.
There's a thing out there.
Buzz, you have another call. Excuse me.
I think we should take
Paul.
That.
You have another call.
Yeah, second caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
My name's Rick.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm a free baller.
Hey, congratulations, Rick.
I'm free balling right now.
Good for you. Do you have a question?
Feels good against my skin.
I think Paul and I would agree with that.
Paul?
Yes.
What do you look like?
I didn't quite catch that.
What do you look like, Paul?
What do I look like?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about 5'7".
Oh, wow. Isn't free
dark hair
falling great?
I'm looking great. There you go.
I'll have hang up, touch myself, and listen.
What are the real advantages, Paul, to going without underwear?
Well, you know, there's a scientific study that says men that go without are more fertile.
Right.
So, you know, we can produce more kids, that's for sure.
That has to do with temperature, right? It doesn't get so hot down there.
That's right.
Right.
You know, and we're going through a heat wave right now.
I heard that. Paul,
hello?
Another call. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay.
Hello, is this the Buzz Show?
Yes, hi. Hi, how are you? Who is this?
This is Johnny Fagarini.
Hi, Johnny. We got a question from Paul.
Yeah, I'm Paul.
Yeah, go ahead.
How are your balls?
I'm sorry about that, Paul. We're apparently getting some crank callers on that.
I'm not a crank caller.
Not surprised.
Free baller.
Are people who don't wear underwear generally more fun than people who do?
Oh, I think they are.
Now, why is that, Paul?
We're out having fun all the time.
Hey, Buzz, you got to say, excuse me for a second there, Paul. This is Don. It's actually my show and Mike's show. Buzzy's calls.
Yes.
I got to say, I don't dig them. They're not like our usual callers. I know that I rag on our callers. These callers definitely.
They're troublesome.
Not our standard.
Troublesome,
callers.
I've noticed. Yes. Next call. Maybe this one will be better.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes. Go ahead.
How do you expect people to be when they're freeballing? Can this go well into their 90s?
How old can you be to freeball, Paul?
You know, I think you can freeball at any age.
Are there health benefits if you freeball at an advanced age?
I'm not sure about if there's an advantage or a benefit at any age.
I wish you could tell me something. I wish you could tell me why people are making such a big deal about it.
Uh-huh. Caller, can I ask you, do you go without?
No, I wear underwear. Uh-huh. I wear long underwear, even in the summer. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, thanks for calling.
You know what, now that they got this casual Friday thing going on, we're going to start Freeballer Fridays.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hello?
A new caller, yes, go ahead, sir.
Sorry,
thank you. Glad you enjoyed it.
My name is Michael Hughes.
Oh, hi, Michael. How are you? Got a question?
Yeah, what is the serious question?
All right, we could use one of those.
I don't have any testicles.
Uh-huh.
How can I get a free body? I will hang up and listen.
That's a good question, Paul. Does this organization discriminate against guys who don't have testicles?
You know, we don't discriminate against anybody. Uh-huh. So, you know, if he wants to call free balling or whatever, we're glad to have him.
And women can join too, right?
Oh, we have some women, and they're called our Lobos FBOA.
You have another call, Buzz.
Okay.
Free buffers. Yes, another call. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Is this the hot line?
Is this the what?
Is this the hot line?
No, wait, it's a radio show. Do you have a question for Paul?
No, I was calling the job hotline.
This is not the job hotline, sir.
This is Greg Gillespie.
Oh, good luck, Greg. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I guess I have the wrong number. Yeah,
better luck next time.
Hey, good show.
Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it. So, Paul, I also read on your website that the number of people not wearing underwear is increasing in your estimation. How do you acquire that information, and do you really believe that?
Oh, I believe it all the time. I meet people constantly that when I wear my shirt, they see my shirt, they ask me what it's all about, and they always seem to know somebody that's freeballing.
The shirt?
Or free buffing.
Right, in the case of women. FBOA, Freeballing
right,
of America.
Right,
your shirt.
For women, it's worse.
Worse?
I would imagine.
How so, Mike?
I just think it would be like yeasty.
Hello?
We have another call,
Buzz. New call. Let's take it.
Hello. This is Lopez.
Hey, Lopez. How you doing, buddy?
My underwear is fashioned of scratchy
Oh,
well,
dear.
See, now, there's a case.
Chew on that, radio boy. Your show sucks.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, see, burlap underwear, that would be very uncomfortable. You'd definitely be better off without.
Oh, that was like a crank collar.
Yeah, there'd be some issues there, I think.
How could you tell?
That was... total crank caller.
Sure was.
Hold on, I don't know.
So, Paul, how many members do you have in the FBOA?
We have about 2,000 members.
And you're looking for more, and you hope to accomplish what?
Oh, we're always looking for more. We're trying to get everybody to free ball.
Hey, I enjoy the picture of Misty on your website.
Hey, Mike, let me just check your microphone for a second. Is your microphone on? See, I got a problem, right? What's the problem with Mike's mic?
Sorry, Paul, we've got a little technical problem here
that's
in the studio.
That's okay.
One of the host's microphones.
Check 1-2.
Ah, it's back now.
There you go.
Very good.
Okay, sorry,
very good. I think we've got another call coming. We apologize.
Oh, yes, we do. Here is tape.
Another call. Go ahead.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Mike.
Yes, you're talking. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm German. I come from Germany.
I can tell.
What is the protocol of wearing Lederhosen without underwear? Why am I sounding so slow?
I guess it's easier to understand. What about Lederhosen? Can you go without underwear with Lederhosen, sir?
Yeah, don't be shy.
Paul?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you go underwearless with Lederhosen?
I have no clue what he's talking about.
But kilts, guys who wear kilts don't wear anything
kilts,
under them.
Yes. That's very popular in Scotland.
So far, no real reason for not wearing underwear.
Well, you know, we save money. We have fire fertility.
Hello? Now we have another call, Buzz. Okay. Fire fertility, more comfort. Yes, next caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
My name is Steve Johnson.
Hey, Steve, how are you doing? Johnson,
you know why I don't wear underpants?
Why not, Steve?
Because I drink at work.
Well, I guess that makes it handy.
You got a problem with that?
Absolutely not.
Punch?
As long as you do it in the privacy of your cubicle.
Your show sucks.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Is the grease man there?
No, not anymore.
I tell you what, Buzz, your segments bring out the callers.
I can tell.
Paul, have you been on a lot of radio shows?
I've been on quite a few, yes.
I mean, these calls really are not representative of the regular calls we get.
That's true.
Well, this is very unique here.
Hello, Buzz Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, the next caller. Go ahead.
I want to have a question about freeballing. I did it for about 10 years, and unfortunately, I lost both of my testicles because of freeballing. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I'd like to know how that happened. What's the connection there?
Well, I believe I was irritated and infected, and they eventually had to be removed.
Now, Paul, are freeballers more subject to irritation?
Yep, go ahead again.
Are free ballers more subject to irritation, rashes?
Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of irritation once in a while. But I
say one more thing.
There's a selling point.
Yes, caller.
I don't like your guest.
Oh, dear. Paul, I apologize.
You know,
I'm sorry you had to hear that.
That's okay.
Hello?
Yes, next caller. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. This is Bill from San Francisco.
Hey, Bill, what's up?
I have three balls, and I love your guest.
Three balls, pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
You're a three-baller, then.
He's a three-baller. Yeah.
One of them I stole.
Paul, can you offer any insight on this free-balling? I haven't heard any real information.
From a cadaver.
I think he needs to see a doctor, maybe.
A dead man's ball. Oh. But I don't wear underpants.
Well, good. You wouldn't have room, really.
And I think it's normal.
Ah, normal.
What about Lance Armstrong?
Oh, that's right. Well, you're Tri-Ball, right? Do they call you Tri-Ball?
They sure do. Who's this? Is this Mike?
Hi. Yes, this is Mike. Caller, what's your name?
Oh,
Tri-Ball. How you doing, Tri-Ball?
My name is Face Down Ass Up.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you like that name.
I love your restaurant, Mike.
Thank you. Oh, I appreciate
very nice.
That.
There's not a fly in my suit.
Thank you. I enjoy talking to you, Tri-Ball.
Another caller weighs in.
Mm-hmm. Paul, what do you hope to accomplish with this? Again, why is there a club? What do you hope to get done with Free Ballers of America?
You got to wind it up here.
All right.
Well, we just want to get the word out there and get more people to free ball and have fun and enjoy themselves and. You know, if you get in there, you know you're there.
Right, and why should more people freeball? Why do you want that as a goal?
You know, we want to put the underwear company's out of business. That's bottom line.
So that's what this is all about.
Yeah, we just, you know, they've been around too long.
Paul, we're about out of time. We have time for one last call. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, guys.
Hello, yes.
Hi, this is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, what's up?
How come you're so stupid? Don and Mike are doing all these calls. They're great calls. Use your head. Come on now, what's going on? Don't you understand?
Oh, is this smart Charlie?
This is smart Charlie, I know that Don and Mike are making the calls.
Are you saying these are not real calls? These are not real listeners?
Manufactured from inside the studio. That's why there's that little delay,
I feel like such a fool.
Yeah, you should. All right, get the program, my man.
All right, thanks for the heads up, Charlie. Hold on, Charles. That was a regular caller, Charlie. Paul, we wish you the best of luck with whatever it is you're trying to accomplish here. Just know that I'm with you in the free spirit department. And thanks for being our guest on the Don and Mike Show.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Enlightening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Keep them flying. Hey, Buzz, yeah. How do you think it went?
Oh, I
think it went great.
You know, we almost did that thing that they do in movies when a guy gets done saying something.
Right.
You know how it goes. It's like one, it's like this. It's like.
Oh, it's the greatest. I think it's one of the greatest cliches in Hollywood as they start the slow applause. Right. And it's always like on a football field.
Right.
They do it in Rudy.
Yeah.
Note to engineering staff, in order to do phony phone calls from inside studio, cell phone results in major delay that confuses brain.
And was also making...
I don't think that translated on the air, Don and I, we were trying to do those calls and everything
strange.
You all sounded like the CP comic.
It was so strange doing that, because I heard you and I didn't notice it. And then when you start talking into the cell phone, well, there's that delay, obviously.
Yeah, it is. We don't have a telephone yet in here.
That's right.
You and I can actually pick up a phone and call in.
It's true. Just imagine when we get the telephones in here, how we're going to abuse these interviews.
And back to America. Amazing.
It's going to be scary.
Hey, Rob, where's my favorite at CP comic?
It's on today's reel.
Yeah, I got it. Hold on. Here it is. Speaking of him, who watches Last Comic Standing?
I
don't. Don't worry about it. Don't bother holding your hands up.
Mm-hmm.
There's only three or four of you. But there is the guy, the CP comic, and, you know, we have our very own friend, Mike, the CP comic.
Funny guy.
Who's been to a lot of our shows, actually has opened up for us at some pretty big venues.
Hysterical.
So this would be the one guy that we're rooting for on Last Comic Standing. His name is Josh Blue, and here he was from last night's Last Comic Standing.
Something bad did happen to me, though, in one of the last games of the Olympics. I got injured. Again, thank you for your support. I got injured and my coach had the nerve to put me on the disabled list. There's a lot of little inside jokes too on the cerebral palsy soccer team, as you can imagine. Like in the locker room, I love watching my teammates put on deodorant. Since they only have one use of one hand, so it looks like this. So I just like that joke because I know other people have to use this microphone.
Obviously, use the mics in his pits. That's
yeah,
good. I like that.
Pretty good. Well, he does stand up. We just did some brilliant ad libbing for you there.
We did indeed.
With Buzz's interview. Mm-hmm. But when we come back, I'll just tell you right up front.
Yes.
It's really what I think the strong suit of the show is.
Uh-huh.
Strong writing and strong acting.
A character driven piece.
When we come back, the debut, if you will, of Meet the Fartleys.
Very good.
Our ongoing radio soap opera about the tool who runs the all-news station here in town, who loves crowing about how he kicks ass in the ratings.
So we're going to bring out the not-ready-for-fart-time players.
You got my friend. And once again, Mike, congratulations on landing the role of a lifetime.
Boy, way to put the pressure on me.
Very good. This is starring Mike O'Mara as Jim Fartley.
I hope I don't let you down.
I will be playing the role of Rupert Pupkin.
Ah, very good.
Rob will be playing your wife,
Secretary.
Mrs. Fartley.
Mrs. Fartley?
Or no, actually your name is Bonneville.
Yeah, the wife won't be until the next episode.
Bonneville?
See, because the company he works for is Bonneville, so
Nice.
Name is Bonneville. And Buzz, we are working you like a dog today.
Yes.
You will be the narrator.
All right.
So, and the best part about this is no one gets to see the script
until it's showtime.
Until we actually go on the air.
Let's hope we can get it all done in one take.
This is like doing the live version of As the World Turns.
Fantastic.
Or whatever show it was that Joan Crawford was on where her daughter went schizo in the hospital watching her trying to take her place on that soap opera.
Yeah, because she was playing like a 20-year-old girl and her 60-year-old mother replaced her.
Live TV.
You lost again.
Oh, nothing beats live TV.
I can't wait.
Nothing beats it. Oh, speaking of, we got a break. Something has happened on the Regis show today. What did he say? Something to her like, God, someone's going to have to help. It was something like, I like going down.
Oh, did he miss it again?
It was one of those things.
Another sexual innuendo that he completely sailed over his head.
It was one of those things. It was like 5 minutes after nine, and they're just talking. He's holding up the newspaper, and he says, yeah, that's good. I like going down. And she stops for a second and she says, are we still on the air?
She's so sexually
charged. And she's doing that thing where she's like looking at people like, do you understand what he just, and it was typical Reed is like, I said I'm going down.
What did I say?
What's so funny?
Why is that dirty?
What's so funny?
Here's my sexually charged nymphette Kelly, and my testosterone has passed me by.
Anyway, got a break. Oh, I want to play you the tape. Maybe we'll have time in the next break. We got that tape of Regis flipping out. It was only heard on the KABC Los Angeles feed of Regis and Kelly, but he was so mad that they cut him off. He was talking about his... I remember what it is now. He was talking about how he had done a show with Susan Lucci and talking about how Joy Philbin was there, his wife.
The stage show?
They did the stage show.
The fabulous cabaret act.
Then they went to California to tape his gong show. And right in the middle of all this, the network cut him off because the space shuttle was landing.
Right.
And when you saw it on the West Coast feed, I'm doing too much explaining. Well, I'll try to find the tape and play it coming out of the break. He actually says, now this is live on the air, but nobody's hearing it except people in tape delay.
Right.
He's saying, what? They've taken us off for the space shuttle? I'm talking about my show with La Lucci.
I'm World Events. World Events have preempted me.
They've taken did it land?
That's it, Gumman. I'm going down.
Are we back on?
Yeah.
It was just out of the blue. He says, I'm going down. And you're talking about Colin Farrell or something. It was
La Lucci.
God, he's such an old man. That's such a great show to watch.
Why we love him.
That's just the best. And that America's Got Talent show is going to kill him because he flies across the country every week to do it. And I was reading in the paper today the ratings. You know, in the summer, less people watch TV to begin with. So it's easier, relatively speaking, if you have something that's got a little sizzle, it's easy to be number one in the ratings.
Yeah, and they promoted it, and it was right on the heels of American Idol, but it still amazed me. I never believed, and you certainly never believed, you predicted it would be dead.
No, I mean, and already it's getting its ass kicked now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was on top for how long?
Four weeks.
Oh, so it's not number one anymore?
Oh, no. Last week it got beaten by a CSI rerun.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
And I think on their big show, it got beat by, like, one of the other CSIs, right?
Yeah, not even CSI. CSI Miami was the number one show last week. And then it was Regis, then CSI, then the results.
So that's it. So it's no longer the number one show in television.
No, it's not.
And it's still live, isn't it? I mean, they haven't picked their big winner yet, have they?
Thursday night is live.
Okay.
I think. They
result take, show?
Yeah. Right.
Then we can look for Regis to get even a little more testy now that he's fallen out of that top perch.
Regis.
He's going down, so to speak.
Going down. She looks at the camera, she goes, are we on the air? And he's just standing there like, you know, he wouldn't know going down if you drew him a picture of what it was.
That's her buzzword, too. Isn't that really when she wants to, are we on the air? When he says something like that, she always makes a reference to that.
He used to know what that meant.
He did, yeah, Milan. So did Joy.
Listen, okay, Farley players, get ready.
Ready.
And you out there, all of our friends listening, get ready for some real radio drama.
Especially if you like that news station.
When we come.
Number four, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
And any more talking, it'd be a waste of time.
Tonight, come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program as the entire Don and Mike Show crew hits the road and heads back to Virginia for another ratings blowout party. Forget number 15. Come back in the warm glow of number 4.
Right on! 8 p.m. at O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas. That's the place to be. And we want to see your face in the place. Touch a hand, have a word, and let us thank you for your support. Hear Don cuss. See Mike drink.
All right.
Watch Buzz the Deuce. See Rob hate. And watch Joe the, well, just watch Joe. The Don and Mike ratings blowout. Tonight at 8 p.m. Check out O'MearasRestaurant.com for directions.
Incredible.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
The government never gave anybody anything.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, good. Here's the do not call us.
All right, Buster, what do you do?
I'm going to try to help people.
I come close to killing you a couple of times when we were younger.
Well, you one of our callers?
Pretty young for that, aren't you?
You just never get appreciated, do you? Duke?
I can hear. You don't have to shout. What do you want?
Identify the show, please.
Get ready for Ding Dong and Goat Screw. Because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Ding Dong.
And I'm Goat Screw.
Me, I did.
Let's try that again. Hi, I'm Ding Dong.
And I'm Goat Screw.
On the way, Duke.
God damn it, Duke.
No. After I say, I'm Ding Dong, he'll say something, then you say, I'm Goat Screw.
No, that's not the way it works. He interrupted me, bastard. Okay, here we go.
I'm Ding Dong.
But you got no sense of responsibility.
And I'm Goat Screw.
I stole some stick candy.
How was that?
How's
that
work? Gonna hurt. Here's something to bite on.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, dude.
Well, if I were black.
Well, if I were black, is that what he said?
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
I'll let him have the key to your cell anytime he wants it.
That's medium age.
Yeah. You better start tapering off.
Okay.
Very old.
All right, Duke, we got to move on.
He talks out of turn, Stumpy. Throw a bucket of water on him.
Young, maybe young, Duke.
You got it. We really got to move on.
I got to touch a hangover, bureaucrat. Don't push me.
Okay, Duke. You got it. If you go to our website today, DonandMikeWebsite.com, and you click on today's steaming log, there's some pictures you got to see.
Yeah.
Now, I admit, like anyone else, to being kind of fascinated with Lindsay Lohan, or Lindsay Lohan, as she likes calling herself.
All right.
And there's two main reasons that I'm still fascinated with her. Jeremy Piven. Buzz, pronounce that name, please.
Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven had his 40th birthday, or 41st, who cares, birthday party over the weekend.
Yes.
His actual birthday is today.
Right. He's quite the self-promoter. You've been seeing him a lot in the newspapers.
Right? Anyway, at this party, Lindsay Lohan decided to wear a bikini. And we have the pictures.
Good decision.
She, to me, looks like... this reminds me of back in the day. We talked about this yesterday. When I would be working the request lines, working at a top 40 station like 13Q.
Right.
And you would just... A girl would call up and you would go to her house and you would bang her. Look at what a skank Lindsay Lohan is. And these are current pictures taken just this past weekend of her.
What she is she almost appears to be malnourished.
And what you got to do is, can you pull them up on the computer and enlarge and show Mike how big they are on the computer?
She's pasty.
On the screen.
Her arms look are at the too
top
skinny.
Look at the top one. Just look at her face.
Yeah.
What a skank.
Why? I have really...
Seriously.
I've maintained over the years why the big deal about her.
Why? Because she's got two great boobs.
Is that what it is? Is it the boobs?
Yeah.
I mean, because she really looks... Other than that, she just doesn't look healthy.
In the up-close picture, her boobs look good. But, Jesus Christ. You know, and in the first one...
Is this what she went to the party wearing?
No.
Well, there's two troubling things.
They got her down to a bikini.
First of all, what kind of party is it where you talk her into doing that? Not just wearing a bikini, but...
Yeah, right. I would agree. A good one.
And also, she looks too much like Frankie Muniz.
She does, though. He's right, Don, because you can look at a Frankie Muniz movie and a Lindsay Lohan movie. They have the same exact faces.
When you get to your computer tonight and you look at this picture of her, the first one where she's standing by the door.
Yeah, if she didn't pluck, she'd have a unibrow, too.
Just picture. Like, you know, you're a 19-year-old DJ.
All right.
And you say to her, as I would on occasion, okay, I'll be there at 10:30. My show's over at 10.
Uh-huh.
Answer the door in your underwear.
Right.
And you would go, and that's what would be waiting for you on the other side of the door.
I mean,
I'd probably stay.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
I'd probably stay.
Really. I'm just saying, now they don't all look that good. Right, I mean, you're looking at the two things I look at as well.
Yeah,
right.
But really, I mean, for...
She's so freaking hagged out.
But for starlet level, for the level she's on, I'm very, very surprised.
She is so hagged out.
And if she let those eyebrows go...
Casual, very freckled.
And then Buzz Lightyear.
You like all women today, don't
I
you?
I do,
yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
The other thing worth mentioning is it's getting all kinds of press. I'm sure you've read about it or heard about it, the fact that nerd Ken Jennings is pissed off at Jeopardy,
right,
which is great. And if you go to his website, he's got a blog. He's goofing on Jeopardy. He's goofing on the entire process. I was on his website today. He wrote, here's a quote, "I know old people love Alex Trebek. No one knows he died in a fiery car crash a few years back and was immediately replaced with the Trebekatron 4000.
Wow, why is he so pissed?
Well, because he doesn't like the show.
Really?
Let me see.
Of all the people who not like that show, he made a fortune.
$2.5 million.
For instance, he says the show's set is awful. He thinks the set of the show Jeopardy is bad. He wrote, "It's like you're the Dorian Gray of syndication. You seem to think," he's speaking now to the producers,
right,
"you seem to think that change means replacing a blue-black black drop with a slightly different shade of blue-black backdrop every presidential election or show." So there's that damn electric blue everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He also says that the show's content has fallen out of touch. He says the show has a median viewer age now of 91. He says, again, I'm reading from his blog, "I mean, wake me up when you come up with categories that America cares about. It's all left coast crap that nobody's heard of."
Wow.
Mm. And then he closes his blog by saying he's trying to help the show. He writes, "You and I have a lot of history, Jeopardy. You know, I think the world of you. You're putting my kids through college, for crying out loud. I hope you take this advice in the spirit it was offered."
Interesting that he said, well, something had to happen. Somebody had to mishandle him.
If you want to read it, go to Ken... hyphen.
The hyphen.
"The crooked cross.
The Nazis flute. The hammer and the sickle too."
Ken-Jennings.com is where you can read the whole goddamn thing for yourself. It's pretty funny reading. Now it's time for some pretty funny acting. As we have told you, God, are we appreciative of the fact that you listen to the show, and you've listened to the show in record numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Here in D.C. on WJFK FM,
yeah,
our ratings are rocketing. You know that.
Right.
We really seriously say thank you so much. You humbled us. We were humbled with awful ratings. You humble us now with fantastic ratings.
Amen.
Having a big party at Mike's tonight. You know all about that.
Celebrate with us.
We want to get back to the top of the mountain.
Right.
We want the show to be number one in the overall ratings, not just like... they sent over this thing today. The company, very nice, sent over a gigantic, big, I guess it's going to be a billboard. Anyway, it says, "Don and Mike, Spring Arbitron 2006, number ones," and all the categories that were number one.
That's good beneath it.
And Mike read it and said something very astute.
Mm-hmm.
Said, "Why don't you just put the Don and Mike show as number one in men from age 12 to age 64?
Yeah, because they've got all the different categories. I guess they break it down that way.
More fun to see all the categories.
Break it down. They break it down in 8,000 different categories. So we're ecstatic with the ratings. We want to say thank you very much for listening. And we will continue to try to do the best shows that we possibly can. We're really trying not to suck.
Absolutely.
Like, even with that thing with Buzz, we're trying so hard not to suck. The cell phone didn't sound good, but God damn it, I'm working on the fly here and thinking,
right.
What the hell can we do? I'll just pass the phone back and forth with me and Mike. I mean, we're trying.
Right. We're doing the work. We're baby stepping.
You know what I'm saying? We're trying.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing your part, and thank you for listening. And, well, the point of all of this is that there's a station in front of us in the ratings.
It's a news station.
You know, WTOP.
That's silly.
And really,
and news anchors over there, you can't really target them because they're too dull and they don't. But they happen to have a guy that runs the whole station that likes to put himself out in the public eye.
He does, and he's in the newspapers, like real newspapers, like the Washington Post. He's also in radio newspapers. He promotes himself constantly. And we're coming after him. Our group of listeners right now, we are attacking the news station, frankly, because they're the only station that doesn't play records that's ahead of us in the ratings. So, as Mike said, rather than go after the dopes that sit there and read traffic and weather every 8 minutes. We're going to go after the guy that likes promoting himself a little bit. And that would be the program director of the station. Mm-hmm. His name is Jim Fartley.
Ah.
So now, welcome you. I'm going to get my levels right here. We welcome you to the first of many episodes of Meet the Fartleys, Episode 1. This will be an historic moment. You'll want to roll your tapes because this is the first episode. Cubas,
it's time to meet the Fartleys. As we look into the glass-enclosed nerve center that is Jim Fartley's office, we find our hero planning a busy broadcast day.
Let's see. I know that I should be planning today's newscast, but I can't stop thinking about how great I am. Not only was I able to steal the concept of On the Eighth from other better radio stations, I also have the greatest organic vegetable garden in all the District of Columbia. I'm going to celebrate my excellence by drinking yet another glass of grape Kool-Aid. Hey, Mrs. Secretary.
Just then, Fartley's secretary, Bonnie Ville, comes into his office.
You called, Mr. Fartley?
Yes, Bonnie. Please bring me some more grape Kool-Aid. It's been so long since I've had some that the purple state of my upper lip is starting to fade.
When would you like it?
Bring me a glass at 208, then another at 218, then 228, 238, 248, etc. You know the drill.
On the eighth, you're brilliant.
I know. Hello, newsroom, Jim Fartley speaking. How may I help you today? Well, hello, Rupert.
It was Rupert Pupkin, who runs a local crooked gossip website.
Mr. Fartley?
Please, call me Jim.
I'm not too quite decided on my voice yet.
Everyone turn to page two.
Give me a moment.
Please. Call me Jim.
Again, I'm playing Rupert Pupkin. I'm just getting my sense of character.
You know your motivation.
Well, then mine will sound similar to you, and that's not what we really want.
You could just be yourself. Just try to be yourself.
I want to be Rupert, just like you're being Jim Fartley.
I think the internet voice is different from the Jim Farley voice.
Okay, well, let's
please call me Jim. Okay, Jim. I wanted to thank you for secretly sending me the Arbitron information. My pleasure, Rupert. What's the point of having great ratings that I didn't really earn if I can't send them to you anonymously so I can secretly gloat?
True enough. So, what is the secret to your success? Is it your consummate professionalism?
No.
Is it a real nose for news?
No.
Your knowledge of the radio business?
Absolutely no.
So, Jim Fartley, what is your secret?
Traffic and weather together on the 8th.
That is brilliant. How did you ever come up with such a swell idea?
I didn't. I stole it from some real news station in New York City. Stealing that idea was the best thing that ever happened to me. Except, of course, for 9/11.
What's so great about 9/11?
Silly internet boy. You see, after 9/11, everybody started to listen to our mediocre news station. We got great ratings, and now all I have to do is sit on my donut-shaped pillow on my prescription desk chair, try not to itch, and tell everyone how great I am.
You really are great. And thanks for all that organic zucchini you sent over to my creepy internet apartment.
Think nothing of it. Wasn't it delicious?
Yeah. Well, about the zucchini, I didn't actually eat it. I used it for something else.
Oh, zucchini that you didn't eat? That is a mystery. Maybe I'll send over one of my reporters to solve it.
Great idea.
Have him bring me some ointment.
You bet. My desk drawer is full of ointments. I love ointment.
Me too. See you soon.
Don't forget, this Wednesday is our zip-popping night.
I wouldn't miss it for all the rumors on the internet.
Join us next time when we'll hear Jim Fartley say...
Squeeze harder, Rupert. Show that zit who's boss. Ow!
As we meet the Fartleys.
Oh,
Thank you very much.
Stop throwing roses at us. Stop it. As Outkast says, your roses stink like poo-poo.
Thanks so much.
Bravo. Simply the first installment.
Oh, first one as always. The pilot was fabulous.
Yep, Mike, good news. We've been picked up by Westwood One.
Oh, marvelous.
Wonderful. I'm delighted. So it will continue.
Oh, I love that.
Stay
really do.
For an all-new episode tomorrow of Meet the Fart.
Self-promoting
very
ass.
Meet the Fartley.
Very, very nice. And I thought that Rupert complimented Mr. Fartley very accurately.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
They were two. They were both nerds.
Aping is your specialty,
yeah,
and I always feel like I'm infringing on your specialty.
No, they were two different shades of nerd.
God, I love the smell of grease paint.
I know.
I love when the kids get together in the barn and put on a play.
We put on a show.
We do.
That's good. Very nice. Very clever, boys.
And also, from anybody at WTOP.
And it's going to be a lot longer time.
I just want to mention.
Yes. Want another beer?
That, we got us a mole over there.
Mm-hmm.
And much like we had a mole with Larry King.
Right.
This mole, I swear on Frida's grave, the identity will never be revealed.
Okay. Good.
So, to this mole at WTOP.
I heard they've been pardoned.
Yeah, well, no, not really.
How about a cigar?
No. How about let us know some of Farley's dirtiest secrets?
Sure. Love it.
What we need, and we've got someone over there who's already contacted us, an on-air person, who's already contacted us via the internet to say, love it. You know, you're so right. Keep it up. Keep my name out of it.
Yes, okay, good. Of course. Good. And that's somebody who's inside.
What we need to really continue to make, the Fartley thing, to make it happen, we need some hard-hitting stuff from inside the glass-enclosed fart center.
Absolutely.
That's part of their whole deal on the air. You know, from the glass-enclosed. I got news for you. Mike and I are in a glass-enclosed studio.
Yeah, it's the same thing. They make a big deal about it.
Nothing.
I give you my solemn word.
And if you're wanting to know why we're doing this, I mean, it's they're the ones that are next on the list.
Right.
You bump
sure
them
you want me to do that?
Yes, we do.
Yes, right. No, they're next on our hit list.
Cut off his pigtails.
And he's the face of the station.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Right. So, listen, whoever you are out there, and I know who you are out there, Mole.
Right.
Thank you. Keep it coming.
That's good.
But what we need is not a letter, an email saying, great job, it's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
What we really need is some stuff that the guy does around the station.
Oh, sure. Tell us about that. You know, there are a lot of people that have gone through that revolving door. Let us know some of those war stories.
Habits, likes, dislikes.
And we just need to know, you know, there's got to be one or two things that people around that station, God knows it, with us it's absolutely true.
Anything from him.
We would never want repeated.
Anything from him wearing women's clothing to does he pick it and eat it? I mean, anything like that.
Anything.
We're looking for anything we can get. So we can incorporate it into our fabulous stage plays.
Let me just say, God forbid if anybody ever found out about what happened with the Coca-Cola machine at 105 WAVA.
Yeah, but you're not going to get the anchors over there doing a play on it. No. That could never happen.
No.
You never hear Sean Anderson getting up there and playing the role of you and me.
But imagine how embarrassed you and I would be if that story ever really got out.
Would we really at this stage in our careers, or might we just high-five each other?
Not really.
Yeah.
We'd really be mad.
Yeah.
Be Frank.
Yeah, Frank would be very, very
our
mad.
Old producer.
Yeah, he was kind of a Coca-Cola-aholic. Yeah.
You know what you call that, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Call that CD. Collateral Damage.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Collateral Damage.
I just think we were making a statement.
We sure were.
We sure were.
We sure did.
Making a statement like animals do. That's all I'm going to say on it. Making a statement like it. It wasn't just the Coke machine. Nothing was really spared at the end. It's quite interesting. You know, I say you gotta love those wire heaters.
It's gonna be a good book.
Mm-hmm.
See, what do you mean by the book I'm going to write or the ratings book?
Both.
See, the thing is, there was a Coca-Cola machine.
Uh-huh.
And it reached a point in the morning where we were alone in the radio station.
You're not.
You've already
You're not telling this
You've
story,
already come so close.
Don't tell this story.
You've come so close.
Leave some secrets for the book.
Well, you've come so close.
Oh, that would be bad judgment.
Just imagine our horror when the first person to put 50 cents in was Frank.
Right. And out came the soda, and we
and he was
our horror was punctuated by a great deal of giggling. Childlike, girlish, sicko giggling.
He walked into the studio with his shiny red can of Coca-Cola Classic. We said, "How's that taste?" And we said, "Why were you the first to buy a Coke this morning?
Exactly.
When you can get them from free right. for free right here in the studio, why would you go put 50 cents in the machine?"
That machine's for the salespeople, right?
Why would you do that?
Come on, fool.
Why would you do that, Frank?
Oh, crazy fool.
And then he was out sick the next day.
Oh.
No, yeah, right. No figure.
That's how he got worms.
Okay. Mike, I don't know about you. We should have mentioned that. But that's what we're looking for, like, from Jim Farmer.
Yes, yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if anytime a guy... And this
he's ever defiled a Coca-Cola machine, and later a co-worker has gone and bought the very first can of soda pop, only to bring it to his lips, and the two guys didn't even bother to say to him, "Hey, don't drink that Coke."
Yeah, and we'd laugh hysterically in front of him. We don't know this guy, Jim Farley. We don't know him from Adam. We know that he promotes himself, and we know that in this business, people that are that obsessive about promoting themselves normally have a few war stories that they wouldn't want you to hear about.
God knows, I would throw myself up as the prime example.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The prime example. Except I'm not a self-promoter
right. Inside
the industry, meaning that I don't
call... No, you're not a networker.
I don't call the...
You have your series of friends that you chat with.
Yeah, but I don't call the trade publications, mm-hmm. like, for instance, with our ratings and stuff. Now, to be fair, I did call the guy at the Washington Post.
Well, you called him on the air, though, so, I mean, that's not the same thing. It really doesn't count. When you do it on the air, it's not the same deal. It's not the same deal as that pattern of networking and self-promoting that he does behind the scenes, the sneaky way.
He's a keynote speaker this year at the NAB convention,
yes.
The National Association of Broad Chasers.
Isn't that wonderful?
He's so friggin' smart.
He's so happening.
He's got his whole big station, his whole big empire based on what? Traffic and weather on the 8th.
We need that sweet victory. That's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. 8 minutes.
We'll send flowers. We haven't sent flowers in a long, long time.
Hammered it on the 8th.
Every 8 minutes, we'll send black roses to you, Farley. Farley, you hear me? You're going to be right there with Chris.
And the reason he's the target is because, you know, he's the guy that puts himself out in front. And
he's the face of the station.
It's fun to talk him.
He's the guy that likes getting his picture in the newspaper. He's the guy who calls. He's another one. He's a radio guy. He's a program director. He's a failed DJ
mm-hmm.
who wants to think of himself as an executive vice president.
Right.
Of what? Of feces? Please. I'm the executive vice president of... traffic and weather on the 8th.
And they don't have anybody taking any shots at them whatsoever. They just sit
right. There
and they, of course, you know, screw up often. They really do. And, you know, we're having fun with it. We're having fun because nobody does it. That's why we're doing it.
So if you're one of those people right now about to change over to listen, Buzz, you know the drill.
Yeah.
Let me see. Traffic and weather. Buzz, the traffic?
Sucks.
And the weather? The weather?
Hot.
Thank you, Buzz. This is brought to you by Fart. See? Secret to the guy's success.
That's exactly what it is. That's his big deal.
That's it.
His claim to fame.
And, of course, his Christmas.
Uh-huh.
9/11.
Yes. Right. And, of course, you know, really, if we get tired of Fartley, there's always Bob Madigan.
I was talking to Rob in a future episode. I mean, it's really in poor taste. But I was thinking, you know, that maybe... Because 9/11, it really would turn that station around,
mm-hmm.
you know. He celebrates it every year mm-hmm. with the Christmas tree. And,
oh, yeah.
They got to keep it, you know, quiet. They got to shut the blinds and everything so the neighbors don't know. But they sing, like, Happy 9/11 Day around the Jim Farley.
Yeah, that might give him a real excuse to, you know, maybe that'll take him out of his bunker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I can't believe they did something that poor, in that poor taste.
Thank you.
Happy 9/11.
Thank you,
Happy
Munch.
Happy 9/11. Thank you for the AIDS. Thank you for the AIDS.
So he's in front of us. We're going to get him.
You bet your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've done all of this. I don't know about you. I've been laughing.
Yes.
Have you been laughing?
Of course.
You know, we did something last week, or was it the week before? I don't remember.
Last week.
It was last week. Uh-huh. We did something.
Yes.
To make us laugh. And no one out there could make us laugh.
No.
Robbie, give me 10 minutes on that big bad clock of airtime.
Got it.
Let's make it happen, little brains.
I have a... No, I don't think I'm going to say that. I was going to say I feel good about it. I really don't. So maybe that means we are going to laugh this time.
Holy Christmas.
You're right, Duke.
Yeah, or holy 9-11, right?
First thing I learned about Indian fighting was to wait for daylight.
877-365-3636, our phone number.
This is no sense like wrestling a few cows.
Wow, that's really young, Duke.
Indian fighting is good experience for our kind of conversation.
Shut up, Duke.
We're getting into a whole new world of John Wayne saves now.
Wasn't you married to a woman?
But Duke. 877-365-3636. 10 minutes on the big clock. It couldn't be simpler. Make both Mike and me laugh,
right,
and you win $200 American.
Very good.
That's it. You've heard us do it. Call now. Pressure's on. Good luck.
Call now. Phone Jeopardy.
Phone Jeopardy. Be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Every bum's lot in life is his own responsibility, regardless of who he chooses to blame. I didn't blame anyone for the loss of my legs. Some Chinaman took them from me in Korea, but I went out and achieved anyway. I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can. Oh, yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything.
Right.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bums will always lose.
Hold on.
You hear me, Lebowski?
That's my fault. I played that one yesterday.
I enjoy it, though. I really do.
The bums will
I got to go back and revisit
Where's
that
the one
film?
About the DJ with his wife? Okay, hold on. In this one, and then we'll come back and play Make Us Laugh.
Lana.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Maybe blow on your colors?
Uh-huh. I can't blow that far. You're not blowing.
It just makes
Our
me laugh.
Our guest has to be getting along, Mrs. Lebowski.
Oh! Your bunny.
I'll suck your $1,000.
See, now Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Now I'm laughing.
Here to spread their seed, Don and Mike.
Right.
Ready,
Steve? Big Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Sure, move.
What?
Didn't she have kids for you?
What, Duke?
We're going to take a turn around the town.
Here we go. At 877-365-3636.
Pretty hard for them to understand that they have to hold up their hand like a schoolboy in a classroom.
See, we're laughing at this, and now 10 minutes, we're not going to laugh at anything.
You, mister, you got one in your pocket.
I mean, we just got like 8,000 new ones.
You're insane.
Hey, William Devane.
Okay, here we go. Robbie, put 10 on the clock. 877-365-3636. Couldn't be simpler.
Don't you yell when you put the 10 minutes on the clock?
Want me to?
Make me and Mike laugh.
10 minutes!
And hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hello?
Make us laugh. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's the opposite of Christopher Reeve?
What is the what?
The opposite of Christopher Reeve.
What is the opposite of Christopher Reeve?
Christopher Walken.
Old joke.
I've heard it?
The opposite.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
It's
five
you.
Five Polish guys raping a German woman.
Oh, hold on. Start over. Did you say five German guys?
Yeah, five Polish guys raping a German woman.
Oh, dear.
She screams, nine! So they go get four of their friends.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh. Oh, Rob.
I just smirked.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm you Polish. Unimaginable bastard.
Oh, calling.
I'm Polish.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're everything.
I am.
Hello.
He is everything, isn't he?
I'm every woman.
You are everything. And everything is you. Bet you by golly wow. We get a winner. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
One minute.
Hello?
Yeah, make us laugh.
Did you hear about the pirate who took up boxing?
If this has an R in it, I will shoot you.
No, he had a killer left hook.
The pirate who took a bus. Mike?
I'm not. I didn't even smile. Shut up.
You smirked.
Shut up.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. Oops, I'm sorry. My mistake there. Hi, you're on the air. Make us laugh.
Hey, why did cavemen drag women by their hair?
Why?
Because if they drug them by their feet, they'd fill up with rocks.
I think we had that one on a previous Make Us Laugh. Yeah. And I may have smiled that time.
Yeah. I believe that's simply a historical fact, not a joke.
It's in the books.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
Page 82.
It's in the Birth of Butt chapter.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is kind of ironic funny. Yeah, they always make fun of me. Hairless.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
You know what that was? That was almost that guy's ticket to $200 if you were playing just make Mike laugh.
Yeah, he just sounded funny.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You know why he was pretending he was retarded?
Oh, is that what it is?
That's why.
Oh, like my dog.
He's mentally retarded.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Yeah, Don and Mike, I was listening to an old interview you did with John Candy from the old station, and you had less reverb than you have today. Did you add more reverb? You added more reverb?
That's kind of doing a thing on Paint Your Bald Spot.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hello, Don. I appreciate the effort, even though I didn't think it was funny. It was a nice little... It was something...
Hello?
Yes, make us laugh. Hello.
Hi, am I on?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Hey, I got to go. Why do men think so much and women talk so much?
Why?
Because men have two heads and women have four lips.
Todd and Mike, make us laugh. Make us laugh.
How did the midget tell everybody he was gay?
How did the who?
The midget.
How did the midget tell everybody he was gay?
Your hair smells?
What is it? Well, how?
He came out of the cabinet.
You know, if we had any moral character, we wouldn't be standing here covered with mud.
See if I get that joke. So let me see if I get this. So closet bigger than cabinet, right? Yeah. That's the whole
thing. I'm not going to hurt him.
Oh, dear. Don's playing the Duke sound effects.
Don and Mike's show. Make us laugh.
Hey, guys. Why did God make women with smaller feet?
Why?
It allows them to better scooch up to the counter and wash the dishes.
Oh, that is horrible.
Wow. You're a funny one. See you at 1-800-HA-HA this weekend at the Banana Split.
See you at Chuckle.
Don and Mike's show.
Hey.
Make us laugh.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, all
right, guy walks into a bar, sits down behind the counter, and you notice there's a monkey in a cage, right? I asked the bartender about it. The bartender says, you know, I can't really divulge that. That's for the local patrons. So the guy's sitting there.
Divulge bars. What?
About the monkey in the cage. There's a monkey in the cage behind the bar. I'm sorry.
Okay, gotcha.
I didn't explain that. A couple hours.
Well, there she is. Ask her yourself.
Yeah, right. You just had Duke just gave you the thumbs down.
Oh, what a shame. I wanted to wait till the end.
He's the Simon Cowell of this bit.
I do my own shaving.
Hello. Mike. Make us laugh. Hello.
Mike.
Yes.
Hey, what does a marriage and a job have in common?
What?
The job sucks after 5 years.
Listen to him laughing.
In common.
Come on!
What's the difference between? That would be what's the, right?
Yeah.
That's totally told incorrectly.
Hello, Dot and Mike. Make us laugh.
Jesus.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, make us laugh.
Yeah, a guy walks into a psychiatrist's office wearing only saran wrap underwear. Psychiatrist takes one look at him and says, I can clearly see you're nuts.
That's the general idea.
Whenever you hear the Duke, you know you haven't won.
Don and Mike show. Hello, make us laugh.
5 minutes!
Hello, it's me.
Yeah, it's you.
Hey, great. You know how Jesus, or why Jesus died on the cross?
No, how or why did Jesus die on the cross?
Not how or why, I'm sorry. Why Jesus died on the cross?
Why?
Because he forgot his safety word.
Gentlemen, to the medicine cabinet.
I didn't even understand it or hear it. It was garbled and it was stupid. What was it?
He couldn't understand the safety word.
I feel like someone's putting nails through my hands right now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
An S&M joke.
Don and Mike.
Yes. If you don't think that the callers are against us and Jim Farley's not outside, what's that line from Barbara? You don't think Jim Farley's outside is running a nail concession? That's from Barbarians at the Gate.
That's a great movie.
Don and Mike, make us laugh, please.
Hey, Don, what did Billy Ocean say when he seen you in your jeans?
What did Billy Ocean say when he saw me in my jeans?
34 jeans. Are you wearing the same jeans?
Don't even get that.
I don't know.
Don't even get that.
What the hell is going on?
And I wish I could get my fat ass into 34. I'm 36, I guess, forever.
Yeah, well, you got to get to a certain point where you don't, you know,
36.
Change your body type.
36 forever.
But I'll have no more such talk. I hope you'll have the good manners to not pry into other people's business.
That's the Duke.
I'll be fat forever. Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, at least I'm under 200 pounds. Hello.
Goldfinger.
What? Hello? Why, in the name of all that is sacred, did you smile at that, Rob?
Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Laugh.
Hello.
Hey, guys. What's purple and 4 inches long and drives women crazy?
What?
The purple mustache.
Okay, good idea to hang up.
Because you were going to be the big winner.
You're going to get out of town. Take your boy here with you.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Wait, there's C-Wax say the first time Rob tried to bone her.
What?
Sorry, not thinking that. Click?
Yeah.
The straight line had tremendous potential.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
It was home cooked.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, make us laugh.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, guys. Listen.
Me too.
I used to have a really bad porn addiction. I used to sit in front of my computer for hours on time, and I got into absolutely everything you possibly
could. You were good in there tonight. Good as you've ever been.
Not that guy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh, please.
It's you. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
What has a small penis and hangs down?
What has a small penis and hangs down?
A bat. What has a large penis and hangs up?
I can't explain it any better than that.
That's right.
What, Rob?
2 minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Two.
Make us laugh. Make us laugh.
Thank you.
Hello. Don and Mike show, make us laugh.
What do you call a bunch of agents standing side by side holding hands?
What
do you call a bunch of agents standing
Asians.
Side? Asians. Oh, Asians. Oh, excuse me, Asians standing side by side holding hands.
A chink-link fence.
No takers. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Make us laugh.
What are women?
Well, excuse me, can you rephrase that one, please?
Speak English.
What are all women?
What are all women?
They're all garbage cans.
But you know one reason why you got by with it?
Why, Duke?
Yeah?
Well, tell me.
They were laughing at you. More at you talking big.
You're wrong about that, Duke.
No one's laughing at this. Hello, Don and Mike show. At least me and Mike aren't. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
The judge looked at Minnie and Mickey and he said, I can't grant you a divorce because you think Minnie's acting a little silly. I didn't think she was acting silly. I thought she was acting goofy.
God.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you know, starting it with, the judge says to Minnie, Mickey, Betty.
Yeah.
It didn't help, did it?
1 minute! Wow!
1 minute left.
Don and Mike show. Hello, make us laugh.
I feel poopy.
Can I enlighten people that if you do, by some miracle, win, hanging up, not a good strategy, morons.
But I think all the hangers up, all the hang-uppies, they're all losers anyway.
They are losers today.
The least you could do is the same for your kid brother.
Hello, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Yeah, Don, this is Faye Weber. What do I do after I finish massaging Maury's taint?
No, you didn't get him.
I didn't laugh.
I chuckled a little bit.
Rob laughed. I smiled.
Mike, I chuckled a little bit.
Terribly inside.
10 seconds.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Have you heard who just stopped smoking?
Who?
Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
Oh, my God.
And time.
You know,
time.
Get the name right if you're... Oh, geez.
Time.
Not make you laugh.
Yes, Rob?
Do you want to spin the wheel for a bonus minute?
Yeah, let's get a bonus. I'd love to have a payoff.
We got to get to... Listen, the executive producer saying we must break for Buzz's News and Comment. However, as always, we will offer... One
last call?
Final call.
Like a reprieve.
The chance to pull it out. Come on now.
I can't go to bed now.
I'm betting no.
I bet
you
this phone
spill
sounds
the strangest ideas.
Well, Rob?
I bet this phone sounds good. Watch this.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Very well. You're the last person. You're in bonus time.
No pressure.
What is Jim Farley's favorite card game?
What is Jim Farley's favorite card game?
It is Crazy Eights.
Okay. Don Chucker.
Come on.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Come on, Mike. Don't be all sorry. Right. Laugh at that. Ass.
They're doing most of the talking.
Okay, bye. Well, that's how we play Make His Laugh.
Not much difference.
Nope. Certainly not any different from the last time we played. Balls.
Two little boys.
Strange thing.
Well, the good news is...
I think we could get Junior something that he can ride.
We can, play this game again.
Wow.
You do that.
The Duke has been very funny today.
We will do that.
Well, why?
Because we have to fill 4 hours a day.
What the hell are you whispering about? Don't you know that whispering ain't polite?
I'm not whispering.
Church or courtroom?
Right, okay. Well, look, we'll be back with Buzz's news.
Well, just for the tally books, what did you say?
I said that game stunk. We didn't get a winner. And we'll be back with Buzz's news.
Son, if you know something I don't, I'd be obliged to hear about it.
Well, we know that they weren't really funny, Duke.
Don't you think it's about time you told me what put the burr under your saddle about me?
No. We'll add $5 to the cash call jackpot.
You don't like that, do you?
Good.
No, not much. Okay, Buzz's news.
Yeah. You are not men.
And that's the truest thing he said.
Buzz's news.
You tell that old bandit not to get extravagant. The state of Texas is paying for this.
Right. We'll be back with the old man's news.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Yes. Oh, tonight.
Come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program as the entire Don and Mike Show crew hits the road and heads back to Virginia for another ratings blowout party. Forget number 15. Come bask in the warm glow of number 4.
Right on!
8 p.m. at O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas. That's the place to be. And we want to see your face in the place. Touch a hand, have a word, and let us thank you for your support. Hear Don cuss. See Mike drink.
All right.
Watch Buzz, the Duke. See Rob hate. And watch Joe, just watch Joe. The Don and Mike ratings blowout. Tonight at 8 p.m. Check out O'MearasRestaurant.com for directions.
Incredible.
See you there.
That's how you do it.
Oh, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news and teasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Using their words to thin the herd. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. We got the big Mo on our side.
Oh, yeah.
And here he is right now. Well, of course, I'm speaking of, momentum. That's what we got today. See you out at the party.
I love it when you use the old high school term, Mo.
Come on, you Mo.
Don't be a Mo.
Time for Buzz's news and comments. Oh, and, you know what? The whole thing with Make Us Laugh, I was just talking to Yachty a second ago.
Yeah.
And once again, he's sheltering us from the emails.
Right.
That the people say that they either love it or hate it. I personally like it when we don't get a winner.
I do too.
That's fun too.
I enjoy rolling it over.
Right. That is really, and it makes it more of a big deal. And it has been, we've had a little dry spell with the winner. You get the joke. You know what it is usually? It's usually a common joke that you and I have not heard.
Yeah.
It's been floating around for a while that we just didn't hear.
You said rolling it over.
I thought you were against that. You just want to ball somebody, Buzz.
On fire. You Mo.
You're a Mo and you want a ball.
Hey, you baller. That's another thing you say back in school.
That's right.
You baller. Yeah. Buzz's news. Oh, and happy anniversary, Buzz.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
That was a wonderful resigned tone you had in your voice. Buzz's news and comments brought to you tonight by St. Pauli Girl Beer. It's brewed in Germany, but St. Pauli Girl is available at a retailer near you. St. Pauli Girl, you never forget your first girl.
Awesome.
And now here he is, Guy J. Burley with news and comments.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
Well, obviously the stress is making us eat more. The world, as we know it, continues to get fatter. We begin in merry old England, where a number of towns are considering outlawing topless men. The fault lies with shirtless middle-aged guys
with a
beer gut hanging over their short pants. Since the recent heat wave, they've grown in size and numbers, spreading their way through crowded outdoor shopping malls.
Yes, the full monte.
Then, so they just go around, what, is that a British thing? They go around topless? In outdoor shopping malls, a lot of guys, more than ever, reportedly, are walking around without shirts, and these are guys who perhaps shouldn't think twice about that. Other people have to look at it. They don't like it. They've complained to their city halls. One newspaper started publishing pictures of these guys to try to shame them into covering up.
That's the way to do it. Now, that's the way.
It's a good idea.
You know what I don't like on TV? And you see this all the time when there's the seems like semi-daily report on obesity in America.
Yes.
Right. Where you've got the beautiful manicured piece of ass report. Sitting there reading.
Mm-hmm.
And the file tape that they're running mm-hmm. is of incredibly fat people.
And it's always from the neck down.
Yes. Yeah. Show us their faces. Yeah,
show the faces. Have the guts to show the faces.
Show the faces of the fatties.
And it's always the people like on the New York City street where they get the neck down and you look at these people with their thighs rubbing
stretch
together.
Pants.
And then they go back to Campbell Brown.
And they come back,
who's eating her bird seed.
And Matt Lauer, who looks to me like he's eating his hair. He really, he is going bald so fast. Rob, you can laugh at Matt Lauer.
And I do, because I have all my hair.
He's not combating it, right? He's just kind of letting it happen.
Right,
cutting his hair shorter, I think he'll be able to hang in there.
There was an angle this morning. He was interviewing somebody on the Today Show, right. And he was sitting, looking at the monitor, talking to somebody like in Beirut or something.
Right.
And it was like looking really at a chia pet. It was really, really bad, but good for him for not hiding it.
I hope he goes, you know, completely cue ball. I'd like to see that. You know, maybe like he comes in on Wednesday and he's got that last remaining black hair that Matt Lauer has, and then on Thursday he's completely shaved.
What if he does it right before Meredith Vieira starts?
Hey, that would be a good move.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would draw more attention to him.
Coffee Egghead.
Coffee Egghead. He has the earring and everything. Good morning, Meredith.
Welcome.
Well, because of the complaints about fat, shirtless guys throughout England, town officials have responded by proposing
this
a ban.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
A ban?
This is Robert, the mailman. This is Robert, the angry mailman. This is Robert, the mailman.
Apparently the mint alarm
is Robert,
going off.
This is Robert, the angry mailman. This is Robert, the mailman.
Okay, let me just... I got it. I fixed it.
Town officials have proposed bans on topless men. According to the man who first proposed this idea, it's unfortunate, but most of the men who like to bare their stomachs are the ones who have too much stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the U.S., we have bigger fish to x-ray. Radiologists reported yesterday that an increasing number of Americans are too fat to get proper medical care because they won't fit into x-ray machines and other scanning devices.
Hello, hi, how are you?
64% of the U.S. population is classified as either overweight or obese, and just making the machines bigger won't help.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Rob, isn't it time for your MRI?
I get stuck in the tube every time.
Rob likes accessible MRI.
Making the machines bigger won't help, quoting one...
Rob keeps saying he thinks it's an MRE.
Yeah,
the meal's ready.
Quoting one scan doctor, we noticed over the past couple of years that obesity was playing a role in our ability to see images clearly. Radiologists say it's gotten worse. 200 of their patients had an average weight of 239.
Come out to the appearance tonight. You'll see a few of those.
Ultrasounds are the most affected, mm-hmm. apparently.
See a few of them on stage. Who are we kidding?
That's right. I don't think we, even though you've lost a ton of weight and I've lost a reasonable amount of weight, we're still fat guys.
Oh, absolutely. Listen,
I'm proud of being a fat guy.
As I said earlier, I'm barely under 200. You know, and for me, that still is the last bastion. I look at myself like, okay, whew. 100, 200, thank God.
Right.
Thank God. Okay, now, suck in stomach.
And I hit that 40-pound mark, and now I just am like the little Johnny Pendulum. 5 pounds one way, 5 pounds the other way.
And Mike's lost it. Mike only weighs 40 pounds now.
That's it. I'm really impressed.
He's like Beetlejuice. It's a head.
Yeah. And I walk around with a sesame seed on my head.
Still under 300.
Congrats. Are you under 300?
I am indeed.
What are you weighing in at now?
Under 300.
You know what that means?
Yeah. That means TikTok.
2 niner-niner.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I don't think I'm there right now.
Have you ever broken the three, Mark?
Never have.
Really?
Good for you.
At my very fattest, it was 298.
You know, maybe we should have you eat some stuff tonight.
No, I couldn't.
Would you be willing to eat some stuff on stage? Like the old days?
Depends on what it is.
Okay. Just curious.
Mikey, it's too hot.
Little Mikey burger.
Good O'Mara's food.
Well, yeah, but you eat the little burgers.
Thanks. Mikey. Look around, Cafe.
I'd love to.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but can we? Don't you love to watch him eat?
Yeah, but he won't eat competitively.
No.
I mean, don't you remember? Do you remember way back in the day when Rob very first started on the show, when he was the intern back when he was good Rob and he would do anything we asked?
Mm-hmm.
That one day we wanted to see how many Reese's peanut butter cups he could eat at once.
Special.
And his mom called in.
Yes, she was concerned.
And Sharon really didn't think that Rob should be eating like 50 peanut butter cups in a half an hour.
That'd be a really bad thing for him. So like he doesn't do that at night.
So they wouldn't do it.
But you know the best eating was when we were down in Graceland and he ate you took him into the Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, dozen donuts coming right off the assembly line.
Fantastic.
You never had to even ask me twice.
Well, that's true. So will you be doing some of your professional eating tonight at the ratings party?
Of course. Celebration.
Fantastic. Okay. That's something to look forward to.
And Buzz, you going to be eating anything tonight?
I hope to, yeah. Yeah, I've got a bit of an appetite, really.
Happy anniversary, Buzz.
Thank you. Thank you, Don.
You're welcome, friend.
All this talk of overweight, of course, brings us to TV comedian Monique.
Oh, baby.
Baby.
Break me off a piece of that.
We'll update her story when we return.
Okay, Buzz, give me one second. I've got a tape of her somewhere.
Well, that'll come in very handy.
Let me just make sure.
When we return.
Okay, all right.
She's a free baller.
Oh. No.
Baby.
Hold on.
There's no other way.
And those eyelashes.
I ain't screwing here. Hold on. One,
we have Monique.
Two, three,
Monique,
four,
one tape. Monique, who might be replacing Star.
That's what we hear.
I'm angry. I'm in shock.
Hey, that's her, right?
Ah, that's a preview.
All right, good. Be right back with more Monique.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Cressa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
Ouch.
Ow. Don't hurt me.
Rated number 1 among simpletons and halfwits, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There it was the whole time. Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz is brought to us by Cox.
Right.
All of them. All the fine people at Cox Communications. Your friend in the digital age. Cox services include global long-distance phone, high-speed intranet, digital cable. Call 703-480-6222 to order. Let me see. This is the Don and Mike Show. You know that. Right. Thanks for listening. Big ratings party at Mike's place tonight. Thanks, for everybody, for listening harder. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about this email. The company seems to be getting dare I say the word mo about the show as well, a little momentum.
One would think. Is there a recent one?
Well, I'm reading that email you got today.
That's pretty positive.
Okay, here we go. We'll just put pressure on them in this regard. Westwood One has 3 new affiliates pending that they hope to close in 2 weeks.
Wow.
2 are in pretty major markets.
Yep.
Okay? One's in Boise, Idaho.
All right. Have we been in Boise before?
God knows.
I don't think so.
Let me see. Cincinnati, Houston, Honolulu, Fort Myers, Florida, Tucson, Arizona, Boise, Idaho. There you go.
God, I hope we get Fort Myers. I got so many friends down there.
Does it say don't talk about this on the air?
Hope we get Boise.
Does it say anywhere? No, it doesn't say anywhere. What does it say?
Well, these are just chances. You know,
Westwood One is...
Right.
They're
telling us we have a chance.
We can gain clearances. Here's the big question. That's a good question, actually. Oh, Jay Leno there.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about getting clearances on rock stations, PM drive and evenings? What if we played music where the commercials go because your show exceeds most music stations as far as commercial content?
Absolutely.
Right. That's true.
No problem.
Jump right in.
Sounds rock great. Station wants to fill one of our commercial sets by playing Freebird.
Rock steady.
Yeah.
They'll play the letter.
Over by the box stops.
Yes.
Over 2 minutes long.
So maybe what that tells me, maybe some good news to come. We'll see.
Maybe so.
Okay.
We'll see. You and I have been kicking the balls enough. Lucy has pulled that ball away from us, and we've come up to kick the field goal enough. They just wanted to give everybody out there listening to Roots for the Ham and Eggs Network.
Right.
There's a chance, just like this show, the Ham and Eggs Network is going to be resurrected in 2006.
I hope so.
Hey. But not as long as Lucy Hughes is holding that ball. Not as long as old L.H. is holding that ball.
As usual, we will see.
Yep.
They've said big things before.
Yes.
They've promised the moon before. I tell you, if it happens, it's got to happen, like, real soon.
You know why?
Why?
Because of those ratings I'm looking at on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's got to happen
real
soon.
Strike while the iron is hot.
Got to happen real, real soon. Because
why?
Really, because they have short memories. They have very, very short memories.
Oh, I thought you meant because the ratings are going to suck. So
no.
Oh. No.
No, but you know what? Within the ratings period, you know, within that 3 months of time, they've got to act quickly because, like, in the middle of this thing, they're not going to care again.
Excitement will fade.
Yeah, okay.
Sadly.
You're right, so let's make it happen. But now, if you're listening to us on the radio, thank you very much for that. Here is Buzz with more of his slanted news and comments.
Yes, very much so.
And by that, I mean, of course, his anti-Asian bias.
We were talking, really, about overweight and the name.
And also his love of Poontang.
Yes. Monique came up.
Slant.
Just Monique. The apostrophe is silent.
I'm angry. I feel humiliated, embarrassed.
Oh, I'm sorry, but go ahead and say why she feels this way.
Well, as Don reported yesterday, she got into a spat with a flight attendant the other day over the stowing of her hair dryer. Yes?
Thank you for saying it reported. Makes me sound like a newsman.
Well, you
read something off a website.
Way to break that story, Don.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Now, Monique has taken it to a whole new level. She's claiming racism. Quoting her, "I felt like I was being treated like an animal." End quote.
She was thrown off the plane because she acted like a bitch because she got an argument with the stewardess about a piece of carry-on luggage.
Her hair dryer, specifically, which apparently is as large as she is. She's calling for a permanent boycott of United Airlines because she says she has a voice and other black people don't.
All right, here she is.
I'm angry. I'm in shock. I felt humiliated, embarrassed. There was a point where I got so angry, and my team kept saying, "Mona, please don't cry. This is far bigger than just an apology. I will make it my promise. You will never treat another human being the way that I was treated."
What?
She said something, I don't know.
We'll see how the timing of this battle plays out. Monique is reportedly in line to replace Star Jones on The View.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm sorry.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's the part.
How does a goth stripper decorate her apartment? I'll try to remember after the break.
All right.
All right. God damn, Buzz.
Hey.
God damn, I
that's
said.
He's
ready.
God damn, I said. So, we're going to be talking about Buzz's...
A friend of Buzz's who's a goth stripper.
Goth stripper and her
goth
decorator.
Stripper. Okay, be right there.
Number 4 Arbitron rated.
I got it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown
right
by.
The Don and Mike Show. They know that the price of success is hard work. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He's mentally retarded.
Right, here he is again now, Mr. Do Not Call.
That's right.
Here's Buzz.gov. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
See, I tied in the beginning of the show now with the end of the show.
Absolutely.
Full circle.
Thank you. The question facing the jury in Independence, Missouri.
And I'm a jerk.
Is whether
that would make this a circle jerk.
Uh-huh. The question facing the jury in Independence, Missouri.
And incidentally, that's the big finale tonight at Mike's.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how we're going to be celebrating tonight.
You might want to call it our going out of business sale.
It's raining men.
The question facing the jury in Independence, Missouri is whether a man shoved a cell phone down a woman's throat. Her lawyers say he was just angry and jealous. His lawyers say she swallowed the phone herself to keep him from finding out whom she was calling.
Yeah.
Since her blood alcohol was 3 times the legal limit, we believe her when she says she doesn't remember how the phone got there. His legal name, by the way, Marlon Brando Gill.
How you doing?
How does today's modern goth stripper decorate her apartment?
Any way she wants.
A half dozen human skulls and a pickled hand, judging by New Jersey's Linda Kay.
Skull!
I'm so wasted. She's now facing charges of improper disposition of human remains.
Yeah.
No word on whose hand is in the jar, and no word on the identity or whereabouts of the suicidal-sounding woman who called the police there in the first place.
My hand.
You see, when cops find a pile of skulls, they tend to get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, we got to start. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for all your support with the ratings. See you tonight at Mike's.
Party time.
With a whole big thing. See you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And good day to you, Kong. Kong?
I feel lousy.
You'll feel better in about an hour.
There we go. Bye.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.